So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. Let's watch some TV.
Oh, yeah, let's watch some cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's watch Cat Dog. Something, Cat Dog.
What?
Cat Dog.
You never seen Cat Dog? It's a 90s cartoon.
What's it about?
It's about a cat and a dog, and they share a body. They're Cat Dog.
Yeah, they're unique as
Cat it. Dog. That's the theme song.
They share a body?
Yeah, they're Cat Dog. Cat Dog.
I've never seen Cat Dog.
You should watch Cat Dog.
Oh, let's turn on some
Cat Dog.
Cat Dog. We both hit the button.
I think we actually turned the TV back on.
I think you turned it off. No. I gotta stop. I will press it. Cat Dog.
Hey, dog. I think my Taco Bell just got here.
No, cat. Please don't do this to me.
No, I got a volcano quesarito with extra beans.
No, please have mercy.
I'm gonna put some laxatives on it.
No, God, no.
You know, dog, you always get crap coming out of your mouth. But this time it's gonna be literal.
Cat, no, please. I'm begging you. Have
oh.
No.
No, I think this needs some extra beans and laxatives.
Oh, God, no!
Uh-oh, our tummy's rumbling. This is gonna be a big one.
Oh, I can feel it coming up!
You know, I was gonna ask how they poop.
I don't remember the show being so gross.
Yeah, dude, 90s shows are so freaked out.
Yeah, so, like, do they share a wiener?
Oh, maybe. I hope not, though, because cat wieners are barbed.
Like, wire?
Yeah.
Ew.
Or maybe they both have a wiener. They're just, like, next to each other. Like, they hit each other.
Like drumsticks?
That could be interesting. I'm gonna Google that. Ooh.
Oh, Braz, move out of the way. It's time for me to watch TV.
What, Chef Peepee, you can't watch TV. You're a slave.
What the fuck? This is how we started today?
Well, you're not really? Allowed. You're not allowed to watch the TV. My dad does not pay you, and you're not allowed to leave. What does that make you?
A slave.
Y'all both open your nose weird.
It's crazy. You have like a hive mind.
What?
Fucked up. Like a hive mind. Like you share a brain. Like bees.
Like cat dog?
Like, yeah, like cat dog. Are you guys cat dog?
Yeah.
Y'all both let me see your wiener.
Is
it barbed?
What do you even want to watch on TV?
I just want to watch some chefs cook. I need to get some inspiration for dinner tonight.
Okay, well what, I mean, watching them's not going to make you more talented. It's going to make you just watch.
Screw you. Just remember that shit when you ask for some mac and cheese, asshole.
Okay, well, maybe they'll teach you how to make mac and cheese. I don't think cooking shows are tutorials. I think they just, you watch people cook.
Well, this is going to be a damn tutorial today. No, shut the hell up.
Here you are, Chef.
What we got here?
It's chicken noodle parmesan.
Let's see. It tastes like arsehole. And it smells like arsehole. It's got the texture of arsehole. Is this arsehole?
Chicken, Chef.
Is it chicken arsehole?
No, Chef.
Get out of here. This is arsehole. Arsehole, when I taste it, it's fucking raw.
Oh, my God. He's not even cooking. All he does is yell at people. He's a glorified fucking PE teacher. Hey, look up his net worth and tell me how much it is. It can't be worth more than a fucking million. I swear to God.
It says his net worth is $220 million.
What the hell is he doing? Fucking baking babies?
Why would someone pay him to do that?
Yeah, baking babies, what are you talking about?
I don't know. Look, maybe he has a billionaire that pays him to fucking bake some children. I don't know.
What, billionaires eat babies?
Who knows? Look, he has a TV show. All he does is fucking scream. And he doesn't cook. Look, if I had a TV show, I would scream and cook. That doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Look, like, they just
Joseph
pay him to waste his fucking time
paying.
And energy? I can't even fathom that shit. If I had a TV show, I would spit in the food. I would make sure all the contestants understand that I was the top boss of that bitch. Don't even say shit about me.
Wait, Chef PB, if you think you can make a better show than Gordon Ramsay, why don't you make your own show?
You know what? I'm gonna make my own fucking show, and all you twerks are gonna help me.
Except for Joseph, ugly ass. That nigga weirded me out.
Yeah, you guys talk at the same time.
What the fuck is going on?
Are you part of him?
Ah!
He screamed too.
Help me! Alright, Judy, you be the cameraman.
Okay.
Alright, ugly face, you give me my assistant, okay?
Okay, I guess I'm ugly face.
Alright, and we gonna make 200 million real fast. Watch this shit. Okay, let me know when to go.
Go.
Ooh, yo, what's up? Fuck, nigga, this is a taste of pee-pee. Come and get it in your mouth.
I don't think
they're gonna let you say that on TV.
Gordon Ramsay says it all the time. What are you saying?
He doesn't say that.
I'm pretty sure I heard him say it on one episode. Look. Hey, but y'all ready to eat, make some macaroni and cheese with the pee-pee?
Wait. They can't they just read the box? It says what to do.
Look, they don't know how to make it the pee-pee way with the extra flavor in it, that pee-pee flavor.
I don't think anybody wants pee-pee flavor mac and cheese.
You'll like it. I'm pretty sure you will. First off, you gotta make sure that water is extra hot, like when bitches on the beach. Ooh.
Don't touch it.
Hot, baby. Hot.
Isn't that
hot? It's actually hot.
Yeah, it's fucking boiling, oh, man.
Okay, put them noodles in. Make sure they get all wet and soggy like my weenie.
Okay,
after
again.
I stick it into a thick bitch.
Yeah, you
for 2 minutes.
You can't say that on TV.
What? No. You can say just about anything on TV these days.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. And then you could put that cheese in that hole.
You can't put the cheese in while it's still boiling.
Yes, I like that. I like that cheese. Yes, you can. I'm cooking it that way. Stop disagreeing with me.
You're supposed to drain it first.
I don't have to drain it first. Look. If I want it nice and sloppy, I'm going to have my cheese nice and sloppy. God damn it.
It's going to be runny and gross.
No, it's not. Look, it's supposed to be on my nuts, Cody. Get on my nuts. God damn it. You're disagreeing with me too much.
If you want me on your nuts, I'll get on the nuts.
Yeah, not literally. What are you doing?
You're
not.
Wait, I thought it was going good.
No, it wasn't going good. It's not my nuts, violating me.
You
said get on his nuts, Chef Pee-Pee.
Not literally. I want you to agree with me, dumbass.
Then why did you say that?
Nigga, just cut that last part out.
Why did you bring your nuts?
We're going to redo it.
Wait, why do you want to redo it? I thought it was good. I think it was doing good.
No, cut the last part out.
It's foaming out.
Oh, shit. It's too sloppy.
Yeah, well, I told you.
Start it over. New episode, Junior.
Okay.
All right, yo, it's Chef Pee-Pee, and we're back with our part two with them folk niggas.
Wait, part two? You said it's a new episode. They're not going to see the
but
first
shut part. Up. I'm getting tired of y'all nerds breaking down everything. Detective-ass niggas. Oh, I'm four-eyed lame-ass niggas. Oh,
why are you yelling at me? He's the one who said it.
Y'all are just getting me too damn hot. Shut the hell up and let me do my show.
Well, what okay. are we going to do with this concoction?
We're going to let it marinate. Put it to the side. We'll come back to it another day.
Another day? We're just going to leave it here?
Hell yeah. Let the cheese marinate.
Yeah, put it over here.
God. All right, what we gonna make today is some scrambled eggs on them hoes. So what you need is a nice little egg, and we gonna play hot potato with it, right?
But it's not hot, it's a refrigerated egg.
Get it out like it's hot, it's a hot potato, goddammit! Drop it like it's hot! Oh, goddamn! Ooh, look at that bitch fry. All right, you wanna come over here, and you get one of them whisks, and you spin.
What about the shell?
Spin. The shell is extra protein.
You can't eat that.
Yes, you can.
It's going to be crunchy.
On pee-pee show, you can eat this bitch, okay? Yeah, spin on the fuck, nigga. Spin again. They don't get to live.
This is gross. You know what? I'm... What's that? Oh, you want me to take my shirt off? Okay.
What the hell? No, pee-pee show.
Sorry, Chef Pee-Pee was just getting so hot with all that hot egg.
No, get your ass off my damn screen right now. Get out of here. You're ruining the show.
This is going to help your ratings.
No, it is not. You fucking up my ass. I'm getting too much damn shell in there now.
Okay,
God damn, you're always ruining shit, Cody.
Do I keep filming?
Yes, please. Now, this is how you really cook this shit. You break down the shell, and you sit on the hell. Because spin on the fuck niggas again.
Cody, is he doing it right?
No, he's definitely not. There's not supposed to be shell in it at all.
You gotta make sure that the eggs are extra black.
Black?
Yes, it's seasoning.
It's not seasoning, it's burnt. What are you talking about? You didn't add anything, you just put an egg in there.
You're charcoaling the fucking egg. You've never heard of that before?
I haven't, because it's not a thing that's gross.
Shut up! You're ruining the show!
Do I cut?
Yeah, please.
Okay,
put his ass out.
Cut.
Damn.
I think you guys did good today. We'll wrap it up. That's good.
Yeah. Edit it and send it out to me.
Okay, I will send it to the studio.
What is there to edit?
What? All right, Junior. So did you send my TV show off to the TV networks?
Well, I'm just a kid and I don't have any Hollywood connections, but I did try my best. I edited the video, I uploaded it on YouTube, and then I went on Instagram and I messaged it to the TV Fox Network.
Ah, yes. I knew your dumbass knew how to use the internet.
Well, did you send it to the Food Network? Because that's where cooking shows are.
I didn't know about there was a Food Network. I sent it to the Fox TV Network.
What, like Fox News?
No, like the owner of the Fox channel on TV.
The owner?
Yeah, the owner of Fox.
But show me the Instagram page you sent it to.
Okay, I sent it to this guy. Right here, the owner of Fox.
Okay, that's Michael J. Fox, the actor from Back to the Future.
What the fuck, Junior?
He's an actor, so obviously he's on TV, and that means that he runs Fox.
He doesn't run Fox just because he has the same last name.
Maybe he has connections, though.
Yeah, look, he has 2.1 million followers. Obviously he's famous. Obviously he has connections to the Food Network.
Well, that doesn't mean he's connected to the Food Network. Why would it mean that?
I messaged him, and he's famous, so when he reads it, he will send it to the Food Network.
Okay, 2.1 million followers. Maybe the Food Network is one of them, right?
Did he answer you?
Let me see. It says, I don't know, Read it. What do you say?
Oh, Jesus. He has Parkinson's, so his hands are shaky.
What? He's nervous about talking to us? He's the famous one.
No, he's not.
I am a type grade A celebrity.
He's not nervous. He has a disease that makes him shake.
Well, why doesn't he take medicine?
There's no cure for it.
What? That must be worse than COVID.
It is. It's really bad.
Then he needs... That doesn't sound like a pandemic. It needs to be on the news.
It's not...
Good thing he owns Fox News.
He doesn't own Fox.
Then he needs to change his last name if he doesn't own what his last name is.
A lot of people have the last name Fox.
I've never heard of them. It's an animal.
It's not just an animal. It's people, too. You learn something new every day.
He needs to change his name to, like, a TV network that a lot of people haven't heard of, like Michael J. Disney Channel.
Why would he change it? It still wouldn't be right, and that would be more confusing.
Or TNT.
Who's that? It must be him.
I doubt it.
Yeah, he's not driving all the way over here.
Yeah, he's so nervous. Hello?
Hey there, it's me, Steve Spielberger from the Food Network.
The Food Network?
Yeah, Michael J. Fox forwarded me your video along with an unreadable message, but I think he was trying to say he liked it.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. So now I want to see a live taping of an episode to make sure it's good enough to show on TV.
And if it's good enough, Chef, you will get $200 million?
Now hold on there, that's a lot of dough. Ha ha, cooking joke.
Okay.
Can I come in?
Yeah, I'll tell Chef Peepee and go in the kitchen. We'll give you a live episode.
Okay!
Chef Peepee!
What?
The guy from the Food Network, he's at the door, and he said he wants to see your cooking show live, and if it's good, he's gonna give you your own show.
Ooh, I knew I was a boss and shit, but goddamn, live in action?
Yeah,
so like Dora the Explorer. Like the movie show.
The movie?
What did she cook?
This guy like the one.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking
about. I don't understand the connection.
He also, the cooking baby thing earlier was weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird today.
Yeah, you're not really making sense.
Whatever. What? Did they give me my show?
I think this is a trial run.
Yeah, is he okay?
I don't know.
It's the fried egg.
You don't get a show yet. Fried what?
The fried egg. I get what he means. It's going to my head, yeah. Too.
I don't know what he's talking about. I explained it to him. He has to do another show live, and he asked if he said, did I get the show?
You haven't gotten it yet.
My bad. Well, let's go put on a show then!
Wait. What do you need Cody to do so he doesn't do it wrong?
He needs to be my assistant and agree with me. Don't be like cutting me off and cutting me short and saying that my shit tastes like shit.
Okay. It's up to you.
Make good food.
It's supposed to be yummy. You're supposed to agree with it like a good assistant.
Oh, make it yummy and I'll agree.
Okay, Chevy, cook your best meal. The food guy is here.
Of course I will. I need that 200 mil. I'm not about to be your slave forever.
I don't think you get it all at once.
I'm getting it today. Fuck
me. He did say that's a lot of dough.
Yeah.
Oh, cooking joke. It's funny. Fucking nerd. I'm sorry.
All right, Chef Pee Pee, say hi to the TV network guy.
Oh, nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you, too.
Well, thanks for leaving me hanging. Fuck you and your mother. But look, I got something awesome to show you. It's definitely going to be worth more than 200 million, I promise. All right, dude, start the damn camera.
All right, started.
All right, yo, welcome to Taste of Pee Pee in Your Mouth. So open up wide, bitch.
Wait, who is that?
Who? What are you talking about?
That kid behind you.
What the what? Kid behind me? What? Joseph, what the hell are you doing in here? I told you I'm cooking. Stop mocking me, bitch. Look, get your dumbass friend, because I swear to God, I'm going to choke his ass.
Joseph, what are you doing?
I don't know what he's doing. He's just standing mocking me.
Pee Pee, just continue.
I can't concentrate.
Concentrate on the cooking. Joseph, move.
Go ahead and continue.
Look, we're making Cookie Crisp today, but we're making it the right way. With eggs.
You don't put eggs in cereal.
I know how to make Cookie Crisp. I've been in the damn kitchen longer than you. I've never seen you stand over a damn stove and cook, enslaving your fucking life.
Well, your cereal's burning.
No, it's not. What? Ah! Where's my cookie bean? Stop it!
How'd you burn cereal?
I don't know, nigga!
Put the fire out.
Okay, you guys don't know what the hell you're doing. I'm out of here.
No! This game's fine! My legacy! Fuck!
How did he even...
I don't know. That's impressive, honestly.
Yeah.
The eggs are kind of catching fire.
Oh, no! Oh, no, Chef Pee Pee!
Oh, no, put it out!
Well, Chef Pee Pee's cooking show didn't work out.
Why don't y'all want to see me happy, goddammit?
We didn't burn your cereal. You did that yourself.
Yeah, you have to be a pretty bad chef to burn cereal.
Look, I don't even know how that shit happened. God must not like me, goddammit. You still mocking me, bitch? I swear to God, you won't see tomorrow, nigga. Oh, man, the dinner table is set. And it looks so beautiful. Julia, everybody, come and sit at the table and get ready for dinner.
Oh, man, I'm so ready for dinner. Wow, Chef, he set the table really nice.
Hey, Junior, you want to see a magic trick?
Yeah?
I'll bet you $5 that I can pull this tablecloth off the table so fast, it won't even move the dishes.
I bet you can't.
Yes, I can. All I gotta do is say the magic words. Abracadabra. You ready, Junior?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Alright, I'll go get your $5, Junior.
What was that loud noise?
What happened to my dishes? Junior!
Don't blame me. Jeffy bet me $5.
Here's $5, Junior.
Oh, thanks, Jeffy. Jeffy bet me $5. They can pull the tablecloth out without moving the plates.
Wait, move them. They're right there.
They did move. That's why I won $5.
You know what, Junior? Mario! Mario!
What's wrong, Chef Pee-Pee?
Your son!
Hey, Dad, can I talk to you for a second?
Hold on, Chef Pee-Pee. What's wrong, Jeffy?
Now, Chef Pee-Pee's about to tell you a whole bunch of lies.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah, and not a single thing's gonna be true. But what I did want to tell you was, I've gone the whole day without saying the F word.
Well, I'm really proud of you, Jeffy.
Thanks, Dad.
What's wrong, Chef Pee-Pee?
Your son broke all of the dishes in the kitchen!
He did what?
Debatable.
What?
Actually, what happened was, I was doing a magic trick, and I pulled the tablecloth really fast, and the dishes hit the floor. So technically, the floor broke the dishes.
Chevy, why would you pull the tablecloth to break all the dishes?
Because it was a magic trick, Daddy! I want you to be a magician, okay? Fine, I'll admit it. I'm an amateur magician. Is that what you wanted me to say? Wow, Daddy, you're a really good parent. You're supposed to be encouraging my hopes and dreams. But no, I guess I'll just give up and go be a garbage man or something.
Yeah, go be a garbage man and clean up the mess you just made in the kitchen.
Well, there wouldn't be a mess in the kitchen if Chef Pee-Pee would buy plastic plates for me to practice with. Or even better, he should buy paper plates, because then he could just use them and then throw them away, and he wouldn't even have to worry about dishes.
Mario, just come and look at the mess.
I'm gonna go look at the mess.
Hey, Daddy, I'll bet you $5 there's not a mess in the kitchen.
Okay, I'll bet you $5.
Well, hold on. You gotta give me a 30-minute head start to go clean it up.
No, Jimmy!
All right, well then, fine. Be disappointed.
Look, Mario!
I'm a doggy in the streets, but a freak in the sheets. I said, yeah.
Jeffy, I'm so tired of you making messes all the time!
You threw off my groove!
Jeffy, I don't... What? No, Jeffy, I'm so tired of you making messes and doing bad things. Just stop!
Well, Danny, I have a wild imagination, and I'm just being creative.
Jeffy, breaking stuff and doing bad things is not being creative.
Well, I'm a young spirit, and I need to frolic.
Oh, I just wish there was something I could do to you to punish you so you'd learn something.
Well, you could give me a spanking.
I'm not giving you a spanking, Jeffy, because every time I give you a spanking, you go, Oosie Poppy! It doesn't even hurt you.
Well, I promise I won't go, Oosie Poppy, okay? Here, give me a spanking. Like a good hard one. Like, put a little bit of hate behind it.
See, that's why I don't give you spankings, Jeffy. I wish there was another way to punish you where you'd learn something. No, Poopy Butt. No, I said do not go on the couch. Where's your shock collar remote? Wait a minute. Shock collar?
Daddy, I have an idea.
What?
Why don't we put the shock collar on you, and every time you yell, it'll shock you.
I got a better idea.
Daddy, this is not what I had in mind.
All right, Jeffy. Now, every time you do something bad, I'm going to shock you.
Does it hurt?
Do you want to find out?
Kind of.
Then do something bad.
Just kidding, Daddy. It doesn't work. I was hoping you would believe me.
All right, Jeffy. Every time you do something bad, I'm going to shock you.
Okay, well, I just won't do anything bad.
Yeah, like I believe that. I bet you can't go 24 hours without doing something bad. You know what? If you can go a whole day without doing something bad, you can take it off.
Okay, and then I'll put it on you, and I'll shock you every time you do something bad.
Okay, that's a deal. So, how about this? From 6 p.m. today till 6 p.m. tomorrow, you can't do anything bad.
All right, deal. 24 hours without doing anything bad just so I can shock you one time? That's a deal, Daddy. Easy peasy.
Well, you're going to lose the bet because you're going to do something bad.
No, I won't.
All right, well, I think it's dinner time, Jeffy.
Oh, good. I'm hungry. What's for dinner?
Come on. All right, Jeffy. Look what's for dinner.
Oh, Daddy, you rascal.
So you're going to eat them, Jeffy, or are you going to throw your plate on the ground like you always do?
Well, as much as I would like to add to the collection of broken plates on the floor, I so badly want to shock you. So I'm going to eat every single one of these disgusting green boogers with a huge smile on my face.
I would love to see that.
All right, Daddy, watch me work.
Oh, man, Dave, those were some disgusting green beans. But it's going to be worth it when I can hold down that button and shock you until your eyes pop out of your head. That's going to be pee-pee.
I can't believe you just ate those, Jeffy. But you're going to mess up soon. You're going to mess up eventually.
No, I won't, Daddy, because it's going to be worth it.
Well, you still have to go to school tomorrow, and you better be there on time, and you better not get in trouble at school.
Okay, Daddy, I'm actually going to wake up early, and I'll even walk to school.
The shock collar is such a good idea, but I don't want him to shock me. I have to get him to mess up. All right, Jeffy, you have to go to bed. And if you pee in the bed, that counts as doing something bad.
Daddy, don't worry. I have a clothespin and I closed the hole off, so I'm not peeing the bed tonight.
Well, if you still have an accident, that counts as doing something bad, and then you won't be able to shock me tomorrow.
Daddy, rest assured, you will be shocked tomorrow night.
Well, no, you're going to mess up. I know you are. You pee the bed almost every night. Nope. So, good night, Jeffy.
Good night, Daddy.
All right, so all I have to do now is fill up a glass of water and pour it on Jeffy's bed and make him look like he had an accident. And then he can't shock me tomorrow. All right, all I have to do is pour the water on the bed and make it look like Jeffy peed so he can't shock me tomorrow.
Piece of shrimp!
What?
Daddy, what are you doing?
I want to start a garden in your room, and I wanted to grow strawberries.
Oh, really? Well, let me tell you what I think happened. I think you were pouring the water in your bed to make it look like I peed the bed so I could get in trouble and you would shock me. Let me tell you something, Daddy. I'm not going down that easy. So you hot bottom out of this room, and you go to bed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I thought, mister. Stupid Daddy trying to get me in trouble. I'm not going to sleep all night long.
Oh, all right, Crafts. Today, we're going to have a quiet day because I have a huge headache. I'm talking big, not like my egg roll, but big, you know. So today, you guys are going to be quiet, okay? I don't care what you do. You can draw, you can color. You could take a nap. I don't care. You could literally go home, okay? I literally don't care. Just as long as you guys be quiet, okay? And I'm going to take a nap on my desk, and you guys better not wake me up. Because if you do, I'm going to give you guys a lot of homework. I'm talking 100 pages of homework, 100 pages of schoolwork, and you can't go home until you finish it all. So leave me alone. Oh.
Wait, so we can't even whisper?
Dude, shut up. I don't want any homework.
But you're the one getting louder.
Dude, you're the one talking.
I'm just asking a question.
Shut up.
Go on, shut up. Do you think I can eat my fish and chips in class?
No, Harry, you're making a lot of noise. You're going to get homework.
Why would you want to eat in class?
Wait, he just wants to get homework because he's a nerd.
Oh, big nerd, another one?
A nerd.
Oh, I hate wearing this stupid collar.
Ha. You're wearing a dog collar? I didn't know you were a dog.
I'm a doggy in the streets, but a freak in the seat to say, yeah.
Dude, shut up. I don't want any homework.
I mean, stop talking to me.
Oh, man. The TV remote is dead in my room. I guess I'll just watch it in here. Where's that remote? There it is.
Oh, I think I'm just going to go ahead and take a nap.
Did I hear a noise? Huh? Was it any of you who made a noise? Huh? Huh. Just must have been a bad dream that I had. But anyway, if you make a noise, then you're gonna think you're in a bad dream from all the homework you're gonna get. So, shut up!
Jeffy, why'd you make a noise? Do you want us to get homework?
Yeah, Jeffy, shut up. Yeah, Jeffy, be quiet.
Oh, shut up, doggy. I swear if you make us have homework, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Oh, why is my daddy shocking me? Oh, maybe his fat butt's sitting on the remote. I really don't want homework. Oh, I got an idea. What if I just hide in my new backpack I got from smlmerch.com? Link in the description. Comes in two separate designs and also has a lunchbox. Maybe that'll muffle the sound.
Why isn't it working?
Shut up, Crash!
Jeffy, just go home. Just leave. You're making too much noise. I don't want homework.
Yeah, dude, leave. Yeah, leave.
Yeah, dude, just get out of here.
Oh, I'm leaving.
That is it, Crass. I said no noise. And now you all are going to get a bunch of freaking homework.
Way to go, Jeffy. Now we have a bunch of homework.
Oh, yeah, dude. You're a loser.
Oh, man, my stomach was hurting.
Daddy, I've got an
some trouble at school today.
You did? Yes! Yes! That's what I'm talking about! That's what I'm talking about! You said you were gonna shock me? You said you were gonna shock me? Oh, well, shock this! Oh, shock some of this! Oh, what happened to, I wanna be a good boy! What happened to, I'm not gonna get in trouble! You know what? Oh, shock this! Oh!
Daddy, I was sitting in class, and all of a sudden, you shocked me to make me scream during class so I got in trouble.
What? No, no, I didn't. I swear I didn't. I haven't even touched this.
Okay, well then maybe your fat butt sat on it, and you didn't even know, because you were too busy watching TV, you fatty.
What? No, I was in the bathroom the whole time.
You were in the bathroom the whole time I was at school for 8 hours, you constipated fatty?
What? No, Jenny, look, I did not touch this. You just got in trouble because you can't help yourself, and since you got in trouble in school, I'm going to shock you.
Ah! Daddy, you know what?
Oh, you want to sit there and shock me? I got something for you. I'm gonna shock this.
All right, let's see how you like it. Winky, winky, edgy, baby.
Jimmy, take the thing off me.
No, Daddy, you tried shocking me today while I was at school so I would get in trouble and lose the bet.
Well, no, I didn't, Jimmy. Jimmy, take it off me now.
No, Daddy, and let's also remember when I was trying to go to bed and you tried pouring water in the bed to make me look like I peed. Heed the bed now and get in trouble.
Oh, no, I was wanting to garden.
Yeah, garden this, Daddy. Oh, and also, let's remind ourselves of dinner last night where you made me eat green beans. So now I'm going to shock you for every green bean that I had to eat.
Jimmy, that's the best
you got to eat.
Marvin, what do you want to eat for dinner?
I was thinking we'd get Taco Bell.
Oh, no, Marvin. You know every time I eat Taco Bell, I get diarrhea.
That is so disgusting. I don't want to hear that.
Well, girls go number two, too.
Well, I would like to pretend they don't.
Holy moly, Marvin. What's that on your face?
What?
It looks like a mole.
A mole? I don't have a mole on my face.
Yeah, you do. It's right there.
No, I do not.
Jeffy, tell Marvin he has a mole on his face.
My gumball machine is broken.
Jeffy, do I have something on my face?
Every time I get the gumball out, I get stuck on the fuckity noodle.
Jeffy, do I have something on my face?
Well, Danny, it looks like you dug in your ass and wiped it on your face.
Well, let me see.
Look, Marvin.
Oh, my God. I have a huge mole on my face.
I told you.
Why do I have a mole on my face? Do you think it's cancerous? We should call a doctor.
Oh, don't make a mountain out of a molehill, Marvin.
My gumball machine is broken.
What is wrong with it?
It keeps getting stuck on the spinny foot.
I don't know what that is, Jeffy. Listen. What's that noise?
What noise?
It sounds like a crunching noise.
It's the sound of my gumball getting stuck on the fuckity doodle.
No, I gotta go see what that noise is.
Oh my God, there's a mole in the house! Baby, there's a mole in the house!
What?
There's a mole eating a hole in the wall!
Marvin, we have a mole problem!
Oh my God, we have to call a doctor about the mole on my face and to call an exterminator about the mole in the wall!
What are we gonna do, Marvin?
I'm gonna make phone calls. Oh, I'm so pissed. Does anyone see my phone?
Daddy, here, have a gumball and make you feel better.
No, I don't want a gumball. Okay. Oh, God, my molars!
What happened, Marvin? Did you bite down too hard?
Yeah, I bit down on the gumball and it hurt my molars. Oh, now I gotta call a dentist about my molars. I gotta call a pest control person about the mole in the house. And I gotta call a doctor about the mole on my face.
And a repairman for my gumball machine.
That too. Who's at the door?
Hello?
Hey there, Uber Eats. I got your Taco Bell from Marvin.
Oh,
what was that? You hungry, fella?
Yeah.
I can tell by the way you went. Anyway, I took one of your extra guacamoles, so now you just have a normal amount of guacamole.
Oh, well, wait a minute. That means you had to open my bag to get to it.
Yeah, I sure did. I also took a bite of your chicken quesadilla, because, I mean, who wouldn't? It was right there. Oh, and the grilled cheese burrito is to die for. I only took one bite of that, but I wrapped it up real nice so you wouldn't even notice.
That's gross that you ate my food.
Well, I'm sorry, but it was really good, and it was just, like, right there. So.
Why do you need my guacamole?
Oh, well, I don't have an air freshener in my car, and I really love the smell of guacamole, so I was just going to open it up and leave it by the AC and hope the smell just kind of, like, permeates through the car so my whole car smells like guacamole.
Okay, well, you're a doctor, right?
Yeah, I am.
And a dentist?
Yep.
And pest control?
Yeah, I do that too.
I need all three of those jobs. I need you to do all of them, like, right now.
Oh, well, I'm not dressed for it. I'll have to get the outfits out of my car.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just meet you upstairs.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the Taco Bell's here.
Ooh! But Marvin, I told you, Taco Bell gives me diarrhea.
I had already ordered it before you told me that disgusting fact about yourself.
Well, you don't have to to be rude.
Just use wet wipes. I ain't booty.
Okay, I got the outfits. Which one do you need first?
Whichever one makes you fix a gumball machine.
Oh, that'd be this one.
Well, no. I need the doctor outfit first, because mine's more important.
Oh, well, okay. But I gotta put this on. It's gonna take a second. I don't usually do this with people watching. You can go ahead and talk while I do this.
Okay, so my wife pointed out that this mole randomly showed up on the side of my face.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's pretty big.
Yeah, is it cancerous? Or I have, like, stage 4 cancer? What is it?
I think this is good enough. You get the idea. Let's see. Well, there's some bruising around it. That's not a good sign.
Is it cancerous?
Well, I don't know. Do you go out in the sun a lot?
No, we stay inside all day and do absolutely nothing.
Well, I guess it could be light bulb cancer.
Is that a thing?
Fuck no.
Okay, then what's wrong? Is it cancerous? What is it?
I don't know, man. I'd have to do a biopsy, which means I'd have to cut off a piece, and at this point, I might as well just cut off the whole thing.
Well, what about my gumball machine?
Oh, hold on. I gotta put the other one on for that.
Well, you didn't solve my cancer thing. Is it cancer or not?
Look, I said it may or may not be cancer. I don't really know. Right now, I'm doing this gumball thing. Okay, let's see. Oh, there's your problem. The gumballs are too big. Just buy smaller gumballs.
Huh. Okay, so listen, I need the dentist now.
Oh, shit. Okay, I gotta take this back off. Oh, I wish you'd said that first. Okay, what do you need?
Okay, so I bit into a gumball, and my back molar hurt really bad.
No, say ah. Yeah, I see it. You got a cavity on that back molar.
Well, I got a cavity on my molar?
Yeah, you got a mole and a cavity on your molar. You got a lot of mole problems.
Oh, god damn. Well, there's also a mole eating a hole in the wall, so I need a pest control, like an exterminator.
Hold on.
No, you don't actually... Why do you have to put on something? You can literally just do all the jobs in one outfit.
No, because if I don't put it on, people get confused. My father always said the clothes make the man, so... here we go. All right, let's see that mole.
There's the mole right there!
Oh, damn, that's a big-ass mole. And so is the one in the wall.
Wait, what?
I was talking about the one in your face.
Oh, can you please kill the stupid mole?
Oh, yeah, it's a good thing I brought my whack-a-mole hammer. You're gonna laugh at me, you little bitch. Come here. Oh, shit.
What are you right there? Get him. What are you right there? Get him. Oh, wait, why do you keep messing with
him? It's really hard to see with these fucking overalls on my head. I've never been good at whack-a-mole, Marvin. Shit.
You're tearing up my fucking wall.
Fucking primary, I'm sorry.
Okay, give me the goddamn hair. I'll do it myself.
Nice, Marvin. Maybe you should be the one wearing all these outfits.
I can't believe you couldn't whack that stupid-ass mole. He was going slow as shit.
Well, I'm sorry. It's really hard to see with these overalls on. I've never been good at whack-a-mole.
Stupid-ass overalls off. Okay, we solved one mole problem, but can you fix the cavity in my molar?
Ooh, sorry, Marvin. I forgot my tools.
Well, can you go get them?
Marvin, we have another mole problem.
Where?
I spilled my guacamole.
Can you deep clean a couch?
Oh, no. Sorry, that's the one job I don't do.
What?
Yeah, like I'm a cop and a firefighter. I fly helicopters and stuff, but I don't even know how to clean a couch. I don't even know where the fuck I'd start.
I can't pay you just to grab some napkins and wipe it off.
No, I don't clean. I'm not a woman.
Hey!
Okay, well, can you at least take a biopsy of the mole on my face?
Oh, yeah, let me get my knife.
Knife.
Yep, here we go.
Oh, that looks like it's gonna hurt.
Yep.
And you're just gonna stab my face with that?
Yeah.
Can you numb it?
Oh, sure, I can numb it. Numb.
No, I meant, like, can you, like, give me anesthesia so I don't feel it?
Anesthesia? What, like, propofol? What, do you think I am Michael Jackson's doctor? Do you think I'm Michael Jackson's doctor? Do you think I killed Michael Jackson?
What, no.
Well, I hope not, because that doctor was black. Unless I have the same skin condition Michael Jackson had, in which case I could be that black doctor. Is that what you're suggesting, Marvin? That I'm Michael Jackson's black doctor that killed him?
What, that's not, I didn't say, you said, you pulled all that out of your ass.
Oh, you're right. That would be pretty crazy. All right, now hold still.
Okay.
Okay, just gonna get that real quick.
What?
Achoo! What? Ow!
Oh, you cut my face!
I'm so sorry. Let me try one more time.
Okay.
Achoo!
Okay, you keep cutting my mustache. My mustache hanging off.
I got allergies, Marvin.
Can you pull my mustache? It's hurting.
Jesus. Oh, sorry. I think it's your perfume. Hold on. Wait, one more time.
No.
Oh shit! It's coming again.
Jesus, I'm sneezing.
Achoo!
Ow! You cut my mustache off.
You're ugly!
What?
Yeah, you are really ugly, Marvin.
You look like my brother!
I didn't even know you had a brother!
Wait, Marvin, hold still. What? Oh, my God. You look just like General Nikola Popovich.
Who?
General Nikola Popovich. He's like a Russian army mobster gangster.
That's what I look like?
You look just like him, and we need somebody to spy on his organization. Marvin, come with me to the Pentagon. Come on.
The Pentagon?
Excuse me, sir. I got something you might like.
What is it, Lieutenant Dr. Guy? Oh, my God. Is that General Nikola Popovich?
Who is this General Nikola Popovich?
He's a Russian Army general gangster in the Russian Army Mafia. See? You look just like him. He even wears the same kind of clothes as you. He makes nuclear weapons for the Russians. Whenever he catches an American spy, he makes them eat their own dick.
Eat their own dick?
That's right. And this is the face he makes while he watches them do it, too. He's a sick son of a bitch.
Okay, well, since we look alike, what does that have to do with anything?
We need you to be our mole and infiltrate the Russian Army Mafia's headquarters and learn all their secrets.
If I go to their headquarters and he's working there and then I show up looking just like him, they're going to know I'm not him and they're going to make me eat my own dick.
Well, we happen to know for a fact he's ice fishing in Alaska this week.
How'd you get that information?
Well, yesterday we sent in a spy that also looked kind of like you, but he got caught. So the last thing we heard on his microphone from General Popovich was, if you're wearing a wire, I'm going to make you eat your own dick before I go ice fishing in Alaska this week. And then we heard the shirt open, and this is the last picture the camera took of General Popovich.
So that was the face he made when he ate his own dick?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so, okay, well, I mean, if I go there, I can't wear a microphone because if they catch me, I'm going to have to eat my own dick.
Well, that's why we're going to put it up your asshole, son.
Wait, what?
Yeah, far up your asshole where they're never going to find it.
Okay, well, okay, real quick, no microphone. Oh, God, that's a big microphone. Uh-huh. That's the one that's got to go up my ass?
Yeah, it's going to have to be that one.
Okay. Oh, no, okay. Well, we know that he's in Alaska. Why don't you just go get him?
Oh, he's scary. He eats people's dicks. I'm not trying to get my dick in. I just want to learn some secrets.
I thought you had to eat your own dick.
No, I don't want to eat anybody's dick, okay? I just want to find out some secrets. So go put that microphone up your ass, and we'll go send you off to Russia.
Oh.
Come on, Marvin. Let's go put this mic up your ass.
Oh, Nikolai didn't leave password before going ice fishing. Oh, how are we supposed to get into no plans for attack?
I don't know.
Hey, guys, it's me, Nikolai.
Nikolai! I thought you were ice fishing in Alaska.
I was, but man, I realized all I was catching was ice, no fish.
Oh, that's Wait a minute. Something seems different about you.
What?
Why do you have American accent?
Yes, where is your normal accent?
Oh, I sound like an American because I spent so long in Alaska. See, that's where I was. That's where I was, and I just started sounding like those people that live there.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, you didn't leave password, so we can't get into computer to see plans.
Oh, you need my password.
Yes, we need password to log in.
Of course, it would be my. I'm Nikolai, so I would know the password.
Yes, you would. Please type in password.
I can't type in the password. I'm not ready for you guys to see the plans yet.
Well, but you need whole PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, there's things I want to change on the PowerPoint presentation. While I was in Alaska, I realized some of those things were not what I wanted, so I need to change. I don't want you guys to see it yet.
But you already made bomb, too.
Yes, big bomb. Very nice bomb, by the way.
That to kill a lot of people.
Big bomb.
That is the bomb I made to kill a lot of people. But when I was in Alaska, I realized I'm not ready to kill a lot of people. Yeah, I want to change the PowerPoint. I might want peace, you know?
Peace. Wait a minute. Are you really Nikolai?
I am Nikolai. What makes you think I'm not Nikolai?
Log into computer.
Duh. I told you guys I'm not ready to log in.
Real Nikolai with no password. Log into computer.
Log into computer. Oh, okay. You want me to fess up? Well, this is a trick. This is all a plan from Vladimir Putin to see if you guys were smart enough to hack into my computer, to see if you guys are really Russian hackers, and you guys failed. You guys are dumb.
Oh, Big Vlad.
Yep.
Oh, Big Pooh.
Yeah, Big Pooh.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, you guys couldn't hack my simple-ass password. And I'm not even going to tell you. That's the thing. I'm going to go back to ice fishing. And when I get back, you better hack that goddamn computer.
I'm so sorry. Don't tell Vlad we fuck up.
I'm sure going to tell him. But what was the plans we originally were going to do? What we were going to do to America?
Blow up Times Square with big bombs.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that.
We don't know the time. Jeez. We can't get into computer.
Okay, that's it. I quit. I don't want to be your stupid mole spy. Get this microphone out of my ass.
All right. Whoa, that came out easy. How often you do this, boy?
Well, listen, I heard their plan. They want to blow up Times Square.
All right, let's listen to the recording. Kind of hard to hear over all the farts and gurgles.
But no, listen to this part.
No, I don't think that's going to hold up.
Well, no, the microphone was up my ass. What'd you expect it to pick up? Perfect clear voices?
Well, it doesn't even really matter anyway, because Popovich died while you were gone.
What do you mean he died?
Yeah, died of skin cancer. Apparently that mole on his face was cancerous. Speaking of which, you should probably get that mole looked at.
I wanted him looked at. You're supposed to take a biopsy. Can you please take a biopsy of this mole right now?
Marvin, I'm going to have to take off all my shirts.
Go for it.
Okay, fine. Take a while. On more. Okay. Well, now I gotta start over and like put
the Jeffy, come look! All the presents are under the Christmas tree!
Are all these presents for me?
They sure are, buddy.
Well, how many are all that?
36?
36? Well, last year I got 37! I want 2 new presents!
But Jeffy, these presents are already so big.
I don't care how big they are!
Well, listen, this is what we'll do. When we go out, we'll buy you 2 new presents. How's that, pumpkin?
Can you guys please stop quoting Harry Potter?
Sorry, Marvin.
So you guys got me all these presents?
Yes, we did, Jeffy.
So then when Santa Claus comes, he's gonna bring me even more presents?
Of course, Jeffy!
Yay! Best Christmas ever!
No, Jeffy, you're 18 years old. It's time for you to know.
Marvin,
What? But baby, we gotta rip this band-aid off. He's 18 years old.
No, Marvin, stop it.
What are you guys talking about?
What he was saying was that we got a letter from Santa, and he told us that you're on the nice list.
He did? Can I see the letter?
When you read the letter, the words disappear. It has invisible ink on it.
Well, then can I see the piece of paper?
No.
The paper blows up after you read it.
Well, Danny, how does Santa Claus know what I want for Christmas? Because I never went and told him what I wanted.
Oh, Santa knows what you want. He can hear what you're thinking. He knows when you're sleeping. You know the song.
Well, how does he know that if I didn't tell him? I need you to take me so I can tell Santa Claus what I want for Christmas right now.
No, Santa Claus is busy. It's Christmas Eve. He's getting his sleigh ready and he's yelling at his elves. He has a lot to do today.
Well, he's at the mall, so you can take me there right now and I can tell him.
No, the mall is so packed on Christmas Eve. How about you write a letter and say what you want and we'll ship it to him?
Well, if I write a letter, it won't get there in time.
Okay, how about you just tell us what you want and we'll tell him. We have his phone number.
No, I want you to take me to the mall right now so I can tell Santa Claus what I want for Christmas.
Oh, come on, Marvin. Let's just go.
Okay, fine. We'll go to the mall. Get in the car. Hurry up. Okay, Jeffy, we made it.
Hey, you here for pictures?
Yes, we are here for pictures.
All right, just have a seat. Say cheese.
No, we want pictures with Santa Claus.
Santa Claus?
Yeah, Santa Claus.
Oh, we stopped doing that weeks ago, man.
Weeks ago?
I don't get to see Santa Claus!
What are we talking about?
Well, it's the day before Christmas, man. All the Santas are at home with their family.
No, Jeff, hold on. Come on, you have to call up Santa Claus. Like, you gotta have a Santa Claus around here somewhere.
Sorry, man. All you have is me and this chair. And don't make fun of my costume. It's a child's large.
No.
Legs. Isn't that fun? I can dance.
No, listen. I just need you to, call up a Santa Claus, please. That's something you gotta do. Listen, Jeffy really wants to talk to Santa Claus.
I mean, listen, man. I can, unless you have money.
What? Money?
Yeah, if you pay me, maybe I can find you a Santa Claus.
All I have is 100.
Okay, yeah, that'll work. Let me just call my buddy Tim. You guys just go hang out at Cinnabon or something.
Oh, Jeffy, come on. They're getting Santa Claus. We have to wait over here.
Okay. You better pay me good.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tim. I'm sorry it's so last minute.
I was sitting on my couch eating potato chips.
Yeah, I know. I know how much you love your chips. I'm sorry. It'll be real quick, I promise.
Yeah, they were Lay's and salted.
That sounds great. Just put your beard on. Get ready. Okay, we're ready for the next kid.
Okay, Jeffy, there's Santa Claus.
Santa Claus!
And what's your name, young man?
Jeffy, tell him your name.
Come here, boy. Take a seat.
Okay.
And what do you want for Christmas?
I have to whisper it to you.
Okay.
I want...
Don't yell at Santa, please.
Jeffy, whisper it.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord. How about we just give you a candy cane?
Are you going to get it for me?
Santa will do his best.
I want your beard.
No.
Imposter!
No, Santa just shaved, so he couldn't get his beard in time.
Jeffy, that's the real Santa. He just gave him.
What did you do with the real Santa Claus, you imposter?
Come on, Jeffy.
The real Santa Claus.
Ah!
Oh, what a nightmare.
Daddy, what did they do with the real Santa Claus? That was a fake Santa Claus. That Santa Claus smelled like Pepto-Bismol and bad decisions.
Jeffy, listen. Look, that Santa Claus was a messenger Santa. So all the malls across America, they hire messenger Santas to find out what kids want, and then they tell the real Santa, right?
Well, I want you to call Santa Claus, because you said you had Santa Claus's phone number. So call him.
Well, he's busy.
Call him!
I don't want to call him!
Santa Claus is real! What are you talking about, you bitch?
Jeffy, Santa Claus is not real. You're 18 years old. It's time for you to know.
I'm going to go break everything in the kitchen!
Jeffy,
how could you tell him that?
He's 18 years old. He's screaming at me. I don't know what to say to him anymore.
Santa is real!
Oh, come on, guys!
You, Santa, you lying bitch!
What's Jeffy?
What's your point being good all year? Santa Claus isn't real.
You want to?
I tried really hard.
No, you don't. You don't try to be good, Jimmy.
Marvin, we gotta do something.
I'm gonna call someone.
Hey there, somebody call an elf?
Yes, I need your help because you caused a problem in my life.
What did I do?
Well, you had that stupid fake Santa Claus at the mall, and then when my son pulled his beard off, my son freaked out and cried, and then I told him Santa wasn't real because I didn't want him to cry anymore.
Well, it sounds like it's your fault for telling him Santa's not real.
No, it's your fault for hiring a crappy Santa.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't have the real Santa at the mall on Christmas Eve.
Well, can you call the real Santa?
No, baby, because Santa's not
Santa's
real.
Santa's way too busy today.
What?
Well, yeah, Santa's very busy. It's Christmas Eve. He has to load up his sleigh and then deliver presents to the Republic of Kiribati or some shit. That's where the day first starts.
I like your jingle bell.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, so you're telling me that you could actually get a hold of Santa Claus?
No, I'm saying I can't because he's too busy.
Well, then you have to find a way to get a hold of him. You're an elf. You can find a way to talk to him.
You know I'm not really an elf, right? I just work at the mall and take pictures.
Listen, can you please help me? My son's breaking the plates and screaming and crying. Please get a hold of Santa. What do you think we could do?
Well, the only thing I can think of is we kidnap the Tooth Fairy.
What?
The Tooth Fairy?
Yeah, the Tooth Fairy is Santa Claus's daughter. Not a lot of people know that.
Wait, she is?
Oh, yeah. Santa and Mrs. Claus had a daughter, and they named her Tooth, so her name was Tooth Claus, and that was kind of scary, especially because she collected teeth, and she collected claws. Like, whenever cats got declawed, she would collect their claws and give them money, but they're cats, so they didn't need the money, so she stopped doing that. But anyway, they decided Tooth Claus was too scary, so they named her the Tooth Fairy, because that's a lot cuter.
Okay, so you just created another problem. How do we get the Tooth Fairy here?
Oh, that's easy. We just gotta put somebody's tooth under a pillow.
Okay, well, I don't have any teeth.
Me neither.
Oh, I got one in my pocket. Hold on. There you go.
Whose tooth is that?
I don't know, some kid.
Why do you have some kid's tooth in your pocket?
Oh, well, I work at the mall, right, as an elf, so there's a lot of kids around. So this one kid ran up to me, and he was like, elf boy, and he kept throwing candy canes at me. And I was like, listen here, you little shit. If you don't knock it off, I'm gonna punch you in the mouth and knock your teeth out. And then he stomped on my foot, so I popped him in the mouth and knocked his tooth out, and he ran away crying. And I was like, now you're useless and toothless, you little bitch. So then I kept the tooth to warn anybody else who wants to mess with me that this used to be in someone's mouth until they met me. I'm him. I'm Himothy. Himmy Johns.
Okay, so how do we get the Tooth Fairy here?
Oh, that's easy. Where's your comfiest bed? Just put it under the pillow and I'll take a nap.
Come on.
Okay.
All right, here's the bed.
Okay, so let's just take this tooth and then put it under the pillow, then I can just tuck myself in. Do you have any warm milk?
No!
Okay, well, I don't know how I'm gonna sleep without any warm milk.
Listen, we have to catch the Tooth Fairy.
Okay, then hide, bro. I'm asleep. I sure am sleeping.
A tooth for the tooth.
Get him, Marvin.
Why?
What, only a quarter for that tooth? You know what I had to do? I had to punch a kid.
That's not your tooth.
No, and now we're going to kidnap you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Where'd she go?
I forgot she can poof.
What, she can poof? We had to kidnap her.
Yeah, hey, but look, we have a quarter and we still have the tooth, so we win. She's dumb. Ha ha.
How are we going to get Santa Claus to come here then?
I don't know. Let's just go back on the couch.
Marvin, where's the Tooth Fairy?
We tried kidnapping her, but she poofed away.
Yeah, but we got one of her quarters, though, so we robbed the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, we robbed the Tooth Fairy.
You did what?
Santa Claus!
How long you been standing there?
Long enough! How dare you try to kidnap my daughter on the eve of Christmas?
No, we weren't trying to kidnap your daughter. We were just trying to, take one of her quarters.
Yeah, because she has the best quarters. Like, this one's 1972. That's rare, I think.
You can't lie to me. I'm Santa Claus, all-knowing. I know when you're sleeping. I know when you're awake. I know whether you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake!
Santa just tried to smash you. He did the smash!
He did the Santa smash.
He did the smash.
It was a North Pole bash.
He did the smash.
He came in a flash. Ho, ho.
Not me. It was his idea. Get him.
Fine. Go back to the North Pole.
I work at JCPenney.
Go!
Okay, I'm going.
Can we work that out?
Oh, no. You're dead.
What?
You're so dead.
Why? What does that even mean?
Come here and find out.
No, please. Hey, Marvin, I stuck this candy cane until it was sharp. Maybe you can use it like as a weapon or something.
Oh, he throw it to me.
You know what? Maybe I'll just stab myself.
Look out!
What did I do?
Why?
I feel so bad.
Why?
I'm out of here.
Well, you stabbed Santa in the neck. Santa, are you okay?
Of course I'm not okay. I got stabbed in the neck. I'm dying. This should have been you.
Dad, is this really Santa Claus?
Yeah, and he's dying.
Santa Claus is dying? Can I get you anything, Santa Claus?
Boy, yes. For my wish, for my dying wish, I would like some milk and cookies.
Okay. Here's your cookies, Santa Claus.
Where's the milk, boy?
Oh, okay,
I'm alive! And it's all thanks to you. How can I ever repay you?
Well, there is something I want for Christmas.
Name it, whatever it is. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, this pole smells like a Captain D's hush puppy.
Jeffy, I can't believe you wasted your wish on a stripper.
Well, she's a free stripper because I don't have to pay her. And Danny, guess what? There's something wrong with her underwear.
What's wrong with it?
They're not in my mouth.
Oh my god, you're so funny.
Well, Jeffy, at least you're having a good Christmas.
Who wants a lap dance?
Right here. Danny, I'm going to need you to leave so she can give me the second part of my Christmas gift.
I'm out of here.
Well, I'm just glad I didn't tell Santa. Oh, man, I don't think I could have lived with myself. You know, and I was really worried that I would become Santa like Tim Allen did in that movie. I'm not ready for that kind of responsibility. That's a lot of work. Anyway, thanks for watching, everybody. Merry Christmas. I hope you got what you wanted, and if you didn't, that's life. That just happens sometimes.
And at least we all have each other.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny, can we play Doo-Doo Kangaroo?
What's Doo-Doo Kangaroo?
It's where the kangaroo takes a dump and you collect it.
There's no way that's a board game, Jeffy.
Yeah, it's really fun.
No, we're not playing that. We're going to watch a movie.
Hey, Marvin, I think the batteries in the remote aren't working.
Well, darn. Now we get to play Doo-Doo Kangaroo.
No, Jeffy, we're going to go to Target and buy some more batteries.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea because Doo-Doo Kangaroo requires batteries, too. Three double A's.
Come on, Jeffy, we're going to Target.
Oh, Danny, can I get Steve from Minecraft?
No, Jeffy.
Can I get the bees from Minecraft?
No, Jeffy.
Can I get Steve dressed like a bee from Minecraft?
No, Jeffy, we only came to get batteries.
Well, what about the sword?
No, come on, let's go.
Aww.
All right, Jeffy, get in the car.
Hold on there, loss prevention.
What's the problem, officer?
Your son stole something from Target.
No, I didn't.
What'd you steal, Jeffy?
Nothing.
Okay, then what's under your shirt?
Nothing, I'm just fat.
Let me see.
I ain't trying to touch my wiener!
Aha, Steve from Minecraft.
Jeffy, you stole Steve from Minecraft.
Well, you wouldn't buy it for me.
I am so sorry, officer. If we go inside, I'll pay for it right now.
Nope, he's going to jail.
Going to jail?
Yeah, he's an adult. You're under arrest for shoplifting.
Fuck, Daddy, the streets are hard out here for a pimp. P.O.P., hold it down. Mama, I love you.
Order. Wait a minute. Who replaced my gavel with a tiny one? Where is my gavel?
Gotcha. Here you go, sir. I thought it was funny.
Yes, I guess. Don't do it again. Order. I am the Honorable Judge Pooper, and today we will be hearing the case of Jeffy, who is being charged with stealing a Steve from Minecraft toy from Target. Bailiff, may I see this stolen Minecraft toy?
Yeah, I'll grab it from the evidence room, sir. Here you go.
Ooh, Steve from Minecraft. Oh, this is so cool. I'm going to need to open this to see how fun it is to play with, to see how serious the charge should be. So, Jeffy, you can go ahead and explain what happened.
I wanted a Steve from Minecraft toy from Target, but my daddy wouldn't buy it for me, so I stole it. I'm sorry, Judge. Please don't send me to jail.
Ah, take that, Ender Dragon. This toy is very fun and worth every penny, so I'm not going to go easy on you. I think it's time you got a taste of your own medicine. I sentence you...
Ah, fuck that bitch!
Holy shit! Judge!
Check it out!
Order. I am very much still in pain, Judge Pooper. And today, we will be hearing the case of the fucking asshole Jeffy, who brutally attacked me and gave me a bloody nose and a black eye. Jeffy, fuck you. I was only going to give you 6 months of probation, but ho-ho-ho, you ruined that.
Sorry for letting him attack you, Judge. I just didn't expect him to do that. But don't worry, he's handcuffed and tied up now, so that shouldn't be happening again. I gotta check my emails.
Oh, I'm sorry, Judge. I just get angry sometimes. Please don't send me to jail.
Oh, no. You're not going to jail. You're going to prison. I sentence you to 10...
No, fuck that bitch!
You're not getting out of
here! That's almost annoying.
Oh, shit, not again!
Order. Jeffy beat the shit out of me again. What the fuck were you guys doing? Why can't you stop him?
I am so sorry, Judge. That will never happen again. We have another officer here now, and he's wearing chains and a mask.
Yeah, he better have a mask on. He bit my forehead. He gave me a broken arm, a broken neck, and a broken nose. Jeffy, what the hell is wrong with you?
I'm sorry, Judge. You just keep making me really angry. Please don't send me
jail?
Oh, you're going to be buried under the jail. You are a menace to society if you do this to people. I sentence you to death.
Oh, fucker!
I'm not again.
Simmons, why did you grab him?
Sorry, mate. He was just so quick.
Come on, let's get him.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Anthony. Judge Boobell has been murdered by Jeffy. So, Jeffy, I'm going to sentence you to the most cruel and unusual punishment. Death by a million fire ant bites.
How is that even possible? Get the phone, get the phone.
I got the batteries.
Oh, Marvin, you didn't have to get those. I found some batteries in the kitchen.
Wow.
Where's Jeffy?
He got arrested for shoplifting.
Shoplifting? Why?
He stole a $10 Minecraft toy that I wouldn't buy him.
Marvin, why wouldn't you buy it for him? You know he can't help himself.
Don't you blame me for this. Jeffy should know not to steal.
Well, how long is he going to be in jail for?
He's not going to get any jail time. They're probably just going to give him probation.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, McKay. A 19-year-old man named Jeffy has killed two judges in the courtroom. He is to be executed later tonight.
Jeffy killed two judges?
There's no way. This has to be some kind of prank.
Hey there.
Hey, officer. We just saw in the news that Jeffy killed two judges.
Oh, yeah, he did. He even killed one of them through the phone. It was pretty impressive.
What?
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, I saw him do it. But don't worry. He's not going to be killing anyone ever again. Especially not because he's going to be executed tonight by a million fire ants.
A million fire ants?
Oh, yeah, they're being flown in specially from Madagascar. You know that place where the lion and the zebra played by Ben Stiller and Chris Rock like the Move It, Move It with the lemurs? That place.
Oh, where is Jeffy at right now?
Oh, he's locked away in the most ultimate Supermax, Ultramax, Michelob Ultra, Big Mac, Knick Knack, Paddywhack, Give a Dog a Maximum Security Prison Jail.
Okay, no, seriously, take me to Jeffy right now. I need to talk to him.
I don't think you understand. Let me explain in great detail exactly how hard it would be for you to get there and exactly where he is with this pretty little animation. So, Jeffy is handcuffed, put in a straitjacket, tied up with ropes and chains with a blindfold on, and his mouth is duct taped. And then he's put in a coffin, which is also chained up in a biometric heat-sensitive chamber where the oxygen levels will drop so low that it keeps him alive, but his muscles are not oxygenated enough to move. Then, that chamber is dropped into a safe with plasma lasers, pressure plates, and landmines, so if he got out, the lasers would cut him into pieces like a lightsaber, and the mines would blow him up. Then, that safe is put on top of a castle in the highest room of the tallest tower like in Shrek, and the castle is guarded by a dragon that f***s donkeys. That castle is then dropped into the bottom of the Marianas Trench, which is the deepest place known to man, and the castle is then surrounded by great white megalodon sharks with laser beams and heat-seeking rocket launchers on their heads. Then above the sharks is a giant squid that's been trained specifically to eat Jeffy. So even if he got past all the rest of that, he'd have to get past the squid. And then above the squid is James Cameron in a submarine with an IMAX camera filming the whole thing. So if Jeffy escapes, James Cameron can let us know and make a sick-ass movie out of it. And then above him is a military submarine with a nuclear torpedo pointed at him. So if Jeffy gets past James Cameron, they'll blow him up. And then above that is three aircraft carriers carrying F-22 Raptors, which are the coolest fucking jets ever, in my opinion.
Are you serious?
Oh, I am very serious. It can go up to 1,500 miles per hour. That means it could fly from L.A. to New York in just under 2 hours. I mean, yeah, it would have to refuel somewhere over Colorado, but don't worry, because it can refuel in midair. And it can pull up to 9 G's. That's more G's than lasagna and bologna combined. Both of those words have G's in them. Why?
What are we talking about?
I'm talking about the F-22 Raptor, the coolest jet ever made.
I want to talk about Jeffy.
Fine. Yeah, we can talk about Jeffy, sure. I mean, the F-22 Raptor is way cooler than Jeffy. I mean, it's not like it's the most expensive jet ever made. I mean, it's not like it only costs $150 million per plane with an operating cost of $68,000 per hour, but I'm sure you already knew that.
Is Jeffy really in that maximum security prison?
Oh, yeah, he's never getting out. Actually, now that I think about it, I'm not really sure how we're going to get all those fire ants in there. We might have to funnel them in with a straw or something. Oh, hold on, I'm getting a call. Oh, it's James Cameron. Hey, Cam with the cam. What's up? What? He what? No. Come on. What about the sharks with the lasers and the rocket launchers and the giant squid? Really? What about the submarine and the torpedo? Yeah, okay, but what about the donkey fucking dragon? It drowned? Oh, yeah, I guess that does make sense. Yeah, okay. But what about the F-22 Raptors, though? No, really? Well, tell me at least you've got it all on camera. No, James, you didn't. Come on. Ugh. Jeffy escaped.
Well, he escaped?
How? I
don't know. James Cameron said he recorded the whole thing and it was the coolest, most James Bond, Tom Cruise shit he's ever seen. But his memory card got corrupted because he didn't eject it properly and he lost the whole thing.
Oh, so where's Jeff yet now?
I don't know, but I'm not going to catch him. Not with my no legs. If only I had an F-22 Raptor with all the options in the fishing package.
Dang, 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 help me! You have no idea what I had to do to escape that plane!
Please tell me, I have to know how you got out of there.
Shrek and Donkey saved me!
Oh, I didn't think about Shrek and Donkey.
Yeah, Shrek said,
yeah, you're coming with me.
And Donkey said, all right, parfaits! You ever had a parfait before? You ever meet somebody, you say, let's go get some parfaits? They say, hell no, I don't want no parfaits! And then Donkey went and fucked the dragon! And then Shrek grabbed me, and then sharted so hard it propelled me through all my entrapments, all the way up to the surface, and I got back here.
Well, you're back under arrest.
Fuck.
What? Jeffy, did you really kill a judge? You were only gonna get probation.
Well, sometimes my brain don't work right.
And that's why you're gonna be executed by a million fire ants.
Wait, are you sure he really killed the judge?
Yeah, I saw it with my own eyes.
Well, because I see Judge Pooby right there.
No, don't look at me. I'm not here.
Wait, Judge Pooby? I thought you died.
No, me and Judge Anthony paid Jeffy to beat us up and pretend to kill us so we could go to Disney World.
Wait, so Judge Anthony's still alive too?
Yes, and I'm right here.
Wow, so I guess the only thing you're guilty of is shoplifting.
And I'm really sorry.
Well, that's good enough for me. You guys want to talk about F-22 Raptors? Did you know?
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. Let's do something fun.
Yeah, let's do something fun.
Hey, guys, have we considered doing something fun?
Something fun.
Well, me and Ken are down for anything.
How about we go to the aquarium, dude?
Oh, yeah, the aquarium would be so fun.
Ken doesn't really like fish.
What?
Yeah, he thinks aquariums are boring. He says you can see most of the same stuff at a pet store.
Dude, they have stingrays!
And sharks!
And he doesn't like the cafeteria at the aquarium. He says the food's really gross, in his opinion.
He can't even eat the food. He's a dog.
And we don't have to eat at the cafeteria at the aquarium. We can eat here.
And he doesn't like the gift shop, because he says everything's really overpriced, especially the stuffed octopus, because last time he was there, he really wanted to buy one, but it was too expensive, and his parents got in a really big argument over whether or not they were going to buy it for him, and then the car ride home was really awkward, and I was promised a toy, so it just kind of made my whole day shitty, so I don't want to go. I mean, Ken doesn't want
to
go.
It just sounds like you don't want to go to the aquarium, Cody.
Oh, no, I love aquariums. It's just Ken, I was trying to be nice, but he thinks aquariums are kind of gay. Like, they're lame. He doesn't like it.
Oh, I get it, Cody. You don't want to go to an aquarium because that's where your mom lives because she's a big fat cow.
You nigga!
Wait, Junior, don't you mean a whale?
Thanks for correcting me, Cody. She is a whale. She's a bigger animal, a big fat whale.
Ha ha! You called your mom a whale!
Okay, Cody, we don't have to go to the aquarium because Ken doesn't want to go.
Thank you. Yes.
How about we go see the new Deadpool movie?
Oh, dude, I really want to see it. I love it.
Yeah, I want to see it, too.
Well, Ken's already seen it.
What?
Yeah, Ken already saw it, and he doesn't want to see the same movie twice.
Why do we care what Ken saw?
Yeah, we want to see it. We haven't seen it.
Well, I think we should do something that's fun for everybody.
We can go swimming in my pool.
Me and Ken already went swimming earlier. He doesn't want to.
Jesus. Hey, can I see Ken real quick?
Yeah, sure. I don't know why you want to see him.
He's not going to like this shit.
What am I not going to like about it?
This!
Wait, you're right. I didn't like that at all. Get back here.
Choose him, get back, please. Choose it now!
Yeah, that dog's eating Ken. Why would you throw him, Joseph?
He's a dog, dude.
He's not a dog, Joseph. Hey, you mutt, give me back my boyfriend. Give me that. Why is there even a rabid dog in this neighborhood?
Oh, man, that's my dog.
What, Michael Vick?
Hey, who else is going to be? Now, come there, you stupid mutt. You save all that fighting for the other dogs.
Junior, look! Joseph threw Ken outside, and he got eaten by one of Michael Vick's rabid dogs, and now he's dead.
Joseph, why would you do that?
Dude, Ken was ruining all the fun. So in order for us to have fun, I had to take action into my own hands and got rid of Ken.
Well, you do know it wasn't Ken that was stopping us from having fun. It was just Cody. He didn't want to do those things.
Nah, dude. Cody wanted to have fun. It was all Ken.
Cody, stop crying. Is there a way we can get a new Ken doll?
Well, first of all, he's not a doll. And also, get a new Ken! That's like if your dad died and they said, why don't you just get a new dad?
I mean, if my dad was a doll, dude.
He's not a doll, Joseph! He's an irreplaceable man!
Oh, Cody, look! The news!
I'm too sad to watch the news. Okay, I'll watch the news, but I'm gonna mope the whole time.
Breaking news, MK! There's a big increase of mosquito bitings around the country. Field reporter Steve Stellberger is on the case. Steve?
Hello, I'm Steve Stellberger with the evening news, and I'm just waiting for someone to talk to.
Excuse me, citizen. What do you think of all these mosquitoes?
I hate them. They bite me. Why do they do that? What are they for?
True. True that, home slice.
Hey, Cody, isn't that human kin?
Yeah, so what? I mean, yeah, I hit that. I bent that shit over and clapped his fucking cheeks. It was totally mid. No recoil. I wouldn't do that again if you paid me. Well, maybe I would.
Well, why do you invite him over and he can be your new kin?
Yeah, he can actually do stuff like go to the aquarium.
Oh, he hates the fucking aquarium. And I mean, totally different from how I hate the aquarium because the cafeteria sucks. Now, he's all for the animals and shit. He doesn't think they should be locked up like that.
Well, if you invite him over, maybe you could turn him into a toy. Like, do you have a toy ray?
I do have a toy ray. Hold on, let me go get it. Behold, my toy ray.
What?
Well, his name is Ray and he's a toy.
So he's another doll.
Well, yeah, Ray is a doll, but Ken's not.
Okay, so we thought you were talking about a toy gun.
Oh, a toy gun. Yeah, yeah, I got one of those. See? Toy gun. Pew, pew, pew.
No, we thought you were talking about a gun that turns things into toys.
Oh, a toy laser ray gun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I got one of those. Look. Behold, the make things into toys laser ray gun. Anything I shoot with this turns into a toy.
So if we got human Ken to come over here and you shot him with it, he would turn into a doll.
Yes.
Ha ha! I know it! So he is a doll, dude!
No. Hold on. I misspoke. No. If I shoot human Ken with this, he'll just still be a human, but kind of like a hard, plasticky human figurine kind of guy.
In other words, he's a doll, dude! Ha ha!
No. Stop. Stop saying that. No. Not a doll. He's not a doll. No.
Okay, so how do we get human Ken to come to my house?
I don't know. I don't have his number. Oh, I know! Spider-Man!
Spider-Man?
Yeah, we can get Spider-Man over here, and we can tell him that Ken is the Green Goblin, and then he'll come bring Ken here, lay him down on the couch like he did in the movie after he killed Willem Dafoe, and then we'll have him here.
Okay, so how do you get a hold of Spider-Man?
Oh, that's easy. Oh no! Someone killed Uncle Ben! I really wish somebody would come and tell me what great power comes with! Oh, hey, Spider-Man. Oh, we got that. Oh.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, that's right, Spider-Man. Look, we need your help. I think my friend might be the Green Goblin.
The Green Goblin? Where?
We need you to go find him. He's really handsome and he's wearing like a blue shirt and pants.
Okay. I go find him.
Thank you.
Is that really Spider-Man?
I don't think so.
Oh, let me go!
Shut up, Green Goblin!
Guys, I don't think that's the same Spider-Man. Sir, what happened to the other Spider-Man?
He got arrested.
Oh, okay. But I just have one more question. Why is there a hole cut out around your dick?
In case I got a pee-pee.
Oh, okay.
What is going on? What am I doing here?
Hold still, I just gotta shoot you with this real quick.
Pew. Oh my god, it worked! Ken, I love you so much!
Wait, how'd it work? All you said was pew!
Well, yeah, it runs on imagination, so you have to say pew to make it work, because it's a toy and it makes toys. But I'm so glad Ken's back!
You glad you got your stupid dog back, dude?
He's not an adjunct!
Hey, kids, sorry about earlier, I got arrested. You see, what I do is I run a Spider-Man company underground. You know, we do birthday parties, bounty hunting, illegal activities. So, I sent my coworker down here to get you what you needed. His dick was out.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so we wear dickless costumes. They're onesies because the zipper gets stuck and we have to pee. But did my friend get you what you need?
Yes, he did.
Oh, perfect. So just remember, kids, you can always thank your friendly local Spider-Man.
Thank you.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, he wants money.
Oh, he wants to get paid.
Do you have any money, guys?
I don't have any money.
Yeah, no.
I don't have any money either.
You get paid because I'm Spider-Man.
Oh, how about you shoot him with that gun, and we get a toy Spider-Man?
Oh, good idea.
Whoa, look at that Spider-Man. Why'd you just snatch that shit?
He's cool. He's a bobblehead. Look.
Desperate.
He's like wiggling that shit.
Hey, he's cool. I wanted to show you guys.
Yeah. He's a crossly, though.
Oh, I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you?
No, chill out. It's pretty over. You're looking at the garage.
Yeah, boy.
I'm just trying to stay continuity. He's not the same Spider-Man as behind the couch.
Okay, listen. You know what, Cody? That toy gun is really cool.
I mean, it's kind of cool. It doesn't really shoot anything. The camo's kind of neat. It's got dinosaurs.
No, I meant your toy Ray.
What's cool about him? It's just a guy named Ray. I mean, he is a power bottom.
No, I meant your laser Ray.
My what?
Your toy laser Ray.
Makes sense, Jimmy.
That!
Oh, my makes things into toys laser ray gun. Why didn't you just say so?
You know, manatees are considered fecal.
Fucking what?
What?
Well, Junior's joke earlier about your mom being a cow at the aquarium, because you said, don't you mean a whale? But manatees are considered fecal, and manatees are at the aquarium, so you didn't have to say whale. Get it?
God damn it.
Fucking Jerry.
Jerry, why are you here?
Jerry. Why the fuck are you doing this, Jerry? That was 5 minutes ago. No one's even thinking of that joke.
Read the fucking room, dude.
Yeah, we moved on.
Oh, okay, I'll get him.
Yeah, leave, nigga.
Fucking Jerry.
Jerry the couch monster always tries to make jokes funnier than they have to be, and he tries to fix jokes, and he's not a writer. He's not a good writer.
Oh, his ass is a weirdo.
Yeah, we gotta kick him out of the couch.
I don't know, definitely.
There's someone at the door. Who's that?
Hello?
Hey there.
Tom Brady!
Yep, it's me, Tom Brady.
What are you doing here, Tom Brady?
Well, me and my son were just driving up to Makeout Point, and then the dang old car broke down. So I was just wondering if I could come in and use your phone to call a tow truck to tow us up to Makeout Point.
Why don't you have a cell phone?
Oh, well, 5G isn't on the TB12 diet.
What?
I don't know. Can I come in?
Why can't I just bring you my cell phone? Why do you have to come in?
Listen, Michael Vick's out here with his dog, and it's scary.
Okay, Brady, come on in.
Okay.
Who's at the door, Junior?
Tom Brady!
Yeah, it was Tom Brady.
So where's your cell phone? I gotta make a call.
Oh, yeah, Tom Brady. Hold on, let me get my cell phone. Cody, you know what'd be really cool? If you shot Tom Brady with your gun and turned him into a toy.
But, Junior, they already make Tom Brady toys. We don't have to turn him into a toy.
I know, but turning the real Tom Brady into an action figure would be so cool.
Junior, turning into a toy is like dying. There's no coming back from that.
Well, he's already retired. He's basically dead.
Hmm, okay, yeah, I guess you're right. Hey, Tom, think fast.
Pew! Whoa! Tom Brady's a toy now!
Dude, that's pretty sick.
Well, Tom Brady's dead forever. He's never coming back.
I mean, he wasn't gonna unretire anyway.
Yeah, his wife left him and cheated on him with his jiu-jitsu instructor. I don't think he was happy being alive. I think he's happier as a toy.
Yeah, he was going out sad with his old ass.
Yeah.
You know, Seacal and Tom Brady...
Wow, Jerry, wow! You knocked the toys over.
Oh,
way to go, Jerry!
Bro,
what the hell, Jerry?
Yeah, what the fuck were you gonna say? That was so goddamn important that you knocked the toys out. We gotta set the scene back.
Fucking breath.
It's not important.
Yeah, it wasn't important. Nothing you could say would ever be important. Get out of here. God.
Get a damn hobby.
Yeah, I fucking need you.
Fucking Jerry, man. Junior, I'm not gonna keep coming over if he's here.
I will get him out. I will get him out of the couch.
Please.
I'll tell him to leave. Guys, I'm sorry. I know. I don't even know why. Guys. Okay, I'll get Jerry out. I promise. But next time you come over, Jerry, be gone.
Over Tom and everything.
Hey, guys, old man! Oh, hey, Jeffy. We're just shooting things with this gun. See, anything you shoot with this gun, it turns into a toy.
Oh, my mommy must have shot a bunch of wee-wees with that toy and put them in the bedside table. Bunch of big block ones.
A lot of women must have do that.
Oh, okay. Was there anything you want to shoot and turn into a toy?
Well, you can turn me into a toy and then sell it for a limited time, link in the description.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, move all the stuff off the couch. All right, shoot Jeffy with it.
Here comes Jeffy. Pew!
Oh, man, Cody, you turned Jeffy and the red couch into a toy.
Yeah, the louder you say pew, the bigger the blast radius of the toy ray.
Oh, now Jeffy's stuck on the couch forever, but he's like a cool little figurine. And he did say we could sell him for a limited time only.
Yeah, he did. So you can click the link in the description to buy your limited time only Jeffy U2s available for 2 weeks. Buy it now! Now! Right now!
Jeffy, stop clicking that pin.
I'm practicing.
For what?
I'm trying to set the record for most pin clicks in 1 second.
What's the record?
I don't know. I haven't set the record yet, but I think I can do 40.
There's no way you can click a pin 40 times in 1 second, Jeffy.
Yes, I can, Daddy. It's easy. It's light work.
Then show me.
All right, Mommy, time me.
Okay, and go. One Mississippi.
All right, how many was that?
I don't know. I was too busy saying one Mississippi.
It was at least 20.
No, Jeffy, it was like 5.
Well, then you counted wrong. All right, Mommy, let's do it again.
Okay, and go. One Mississippi.
Jeffy, you kept clicking when she was done counting.
Well, it took my brain a second to tell my finger to stop clicking after I heard it.
What?
Yeah, I thought I counted at least 35.
No, Jeffy, you only got like 6. If you take away the ones you cheated, you did like 4.
All right, well then, let's do it one more time, Mommy.
Okay, and go. One Mississippi.
You're still clicking when she's done counting, Jeffy.
Well, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Jeffy, there's no way you're going to set the record for 40 pin clicks in 1 second.
All right, well then, I'll try to set the record for most pin clicks in an hour.
Wait, Jeffy, no one's going to count for an hour.
I'm counting.
We're not doing this. Give me the pin.
Hey, where'd my pin go?
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news,
Kay, a 21-year-old woman is selling her used bathwater for $250 a jar. I have an exclusive interview with her now. So, GamerGirl69, tell me about your business.
Okay, so I eat a bunch of Taco Bell, right? And then I take a massive dump, and I don't wipe. I jump straight into the bathtub. And then I take a jar like this, and I fill it with my bathwater and sell it for $250 a jar!
Fascinating. And how many jars have you sold?
I don't know, like 10,000?
So you've made $2.5 million on selling your bathwater?
Yeah, and I just bought my second house in Miami!
Well, that's wonderful for you. I'll actually take a jar. Well, you heard it here first, folks. Go ahead and get your jar of bathwater for $250.
Ew, that's disgusting! Marvin, who would buy someone else's bathwater?
What are you even supposed to do with it?
What do you think it tastes like?
Ew, Jeffy!
It probably tastes like germs and poop.
Well, so she was naked in that tub?
Yes.
And she didn't wipe?
No.
You should buy some. As a prank.
No, Jeffy, that's degrading to women.
Yeah, we're never gonna spend money on something stupid like that, Jeffy.
Well, then can I save up my money and buy some?
No, Jeffy, go to your room. You don't even have a credit card, so you couldn't buy it even if you wanted to.
Damn it.
Jeffy's so weird sometimes.
I bet I can nut faster than you, Joseph.
No way, dude. I got the fastest nut.
Then let's race our nuts.
All right, bet.
1, 2, 3.
Ha ha ha! I won, dude! I got the fastest nut!
Well, there's no way! You cheated! You pushed your nut!
No, you're just mad because I got the fastest nut!
Hey, guys, I'm mad!
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Well, there's this gamer girl selling her bathwater for $250 and my daddy says I can't buy any!
Well, that's disgusting. Why would you want to buy someone's bathwater?
Because she ate Taco Bell and pooped in it!
Ew, that's gross, dude!
But she's hot!
Whoa! You didn't say she was hot now!
Yeah, she's hot! We want some!
She's super hot!
Oh my god, that would be so cool to own a hot girl's bath! Water.
Yeah, and we get to take turns taking sips of it.
Oh, I wonder what it smells like.
Shit. Oh my god, that'd be so cool. Okay, so we could buy some, and do you think if we put our hand in the water, we technically touched a hot girl?
Oh dude, definitely, technically.
Yeah, but the only bad thing is she only accepts credit cards.
We don't have a credit card, we're only kids. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, why don't you go steal your dad's credit card?
That's a good idea, Junior. I'll be right back.
Ooh, Marvin, I'm getting hungry. What should we eat for dinner?
I don't know. What do you want?
Cheese pizza.
Ooh, cheese pizza sounds good. Can we order one?
Yeah, let me grab my credit card.
Okay, I'll order it online, but I'm a really slow typer.
Well, look, the credit card's right there.
No, Joseph, I can only nut so many times in a day.
Dude, we gotta race one more time. I'm definitely gonna shoot it off the table. I'm aiming for the wall.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, guys! I got your credit card!
Oh, my God, you gotta order it. Order the bathwater.
All right, I'm ordering it right now.
It's gonna be so cool.
Yeah.
Well, guys, guess what? They got same-night shipping.
Aw, dude, you gotta get it. It's a sign.
Yeah, I want it tonight.
Ordered.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I can't believe we get to touch hot girl's bathwater.
Smell it and lick it.
Okay, guys, you gotta return your dad's credit card.
All right, I'll be right back.
Don't get caught.
Yeah.
Okay, Marvin, it's time to pay. Wait, where's the credit card?
What, you lost it?
I didn't lose it.
I put it right there and said, there it is. You must have put it somewhere.
I didn't touch it.
Oh, check the couch cushions.
Hey.
I can't believe you lost it.
I don't know where it is.
I don't know. I'm going to check this cushion. Hey, look, there it is.
Well, how did it get there?
Well, I just checked right there. You must have found it and put it right there so I wouldn't get mad at you.
Marvin, this is not my fault.
Well, you just order the stupid dumb pizza.
Ugh. All right, guys, I'll return the card back to my daddy.
Okay, Jeffy, I just thought of something. Whose name did you order the bathwater under?
Well, I had to put my daddy's name because that name had to match the name on the card.
Smart. They can't trace it back to us, dude.
Yeah, we don't want to get caught buying this stuff. Oh, that must be it. Go get it, Jeffy. Go get it.
All right.
Ooh, Marvin, that must be the pizza.
There's no way. You just ordered it like 30 seconds ago.
Well, maybe they cooked it really fast. I put in the notes that we were really hungry.
No, something's not right. I'm gonna answer the door.
I'll get it, Daddy.
No, Jeffy, you stay in your room. It's just pizza and you don't get any.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Special delivery.
Wait, that's not pizza.
Oh, it's way better than pizza. Plus, it's discreet shipping, so if you have a girlfriend, she'll never find out. But there's no way you'd have a girlfriend because only desperate guys order these. I ordered 20.
What is it?
Oh, you'll find out.
Okay.
Was that the pizza, Marvin?
No, it's this weird package.
Oh, maybe it's the drinks.
Why would they deliver the drinks and not the pizza?
I don't know, Marvin.
I don't know what it could be.
Well, let's open it.
No, don't open it. What if it's like a bomb or something?
What, are you hiding something?
No.
Gamer Girl bathwater to Marvin! You sicko, you freak!
I did not order this.
Then why does it say to Marvin?
I don't know. Someone's pulling a prank on me.
That's an expensive prank, Marvin. $250.
Well, I did not order this. You can check my credit card statement.
Okay, fine. I will.
Yeah, it's not going to be on there.
Look, it was charged to your credit card.
Well,
someone's like doing fraud or something.
Oh, is that why you lost your card, Marvin? So you can order your gamer girl bathwater?
No, I swear I did not order this.
Okay, fine, then I'm gonna pour it down the sink.
Well, I mean, that would be a waste of money just to pour it down the sink.
So you do care about it?
No, I just think we should probably try to return it and get the $250 back.
Oh no, I'm pouring it down the sink.
I did not order this.
All right, Marvin, say bye-bye to your weird fetish water.
I did not order that.
Well, then you won't care when I pour it down the sink.
I'm not gonna care, I just think we should possibly try to return it.
No, because then you're just gonna try to keep it. How does that make you feel, you pervert?
I didn't order it, so I don't care.
Guys, guys, guys! My daddy entered the door, and he got the package, and my mommy made him pour it down the sink!
Dude, I needed to taste that!
I wanted to brag to people and say we had it.
I know, but fortunately, I saved my daddy's credit card information so we can order some more.
Savage.
Oh my god. She's selling her dirty underwear and her dirty socks!
Oh, dude, get it. Get the socks. I need the socks. I got a foot fetish. I said it.
Oh, there's also another option where she'll send you a pizza that she stepped on with her feet.
That. We need that. We need that right now. Look, look. I'll wipe my mouth with the socks. Okay, I said it. I got a foot fetish.
Yeah, get the underwear.
Ordered.
Oh, yes!
Thank you, Jeffy.
Okay, Joseph, go look out the window. When the delivery guy comes out, we'll run out there and meet him so he doesn't ring the doorbell.
Okay, bet.
Oh, we're going to get it this time.
Yep.
You're sick, Marvin, sick.
I told you I didn't order it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take a bath now, and I want you to pay me $250 for my bath water.
But that's gross.
It's gross because it's my bath water because I'm not some hot gamer chick?
I told you I did not order that water.
You know what? Fine, Marvin, okay.
Whatever.
Guys, he's pulling up.
Jeffy, go grab it.
On it. Hey.
Whoa, you scared me. I didn't even ring the doorbell.
Yeah, there's a baby sleeping upstairs. I didn't want you to wake him up.
I hate kids. Here you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you already paid online.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
All right, guys, I got it.
All right, give me the socks. Another pizza. Now both.
Joseph, calm down. We're all going to share.
No, dude, I can't wait any longer.
All right, who's ready?
I am.
Where are the panties?
Where's the footprint? In the socks.
This is just a normal pizza. We got ripped off.
Oh, no.
Do you think we got the wrong pizza?
Yeah.
Ooh, that must be the pizza.
You sure it's not more gamer girl bathwater?
No, it's not. It's just a pizza.
Yeah, okay.
Dang, don't answer that.
Jeffy, stay in your room. I'm answering the door. It's just pizza.
Well, you said that last time. Let me answer it.
No, Jeffy, it's just pizza. Stay in your room. If you leave your room again, no electricity for a week. I will turn off the electricity to your room.
Jeez.
Yeah, you stay right there. You go back in your room.
Hello?
Hey, somebody order a pizza? Or should I say pizza? I order these all the time.
It's just a pizza.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Listen, do not deliver any of those disgusting packages to my house ever again. You got me in trouble.
Oh, I get it. Of course, I'll never deliver anything disgusting to this house ever again. Here's your package, buddy.
Okay. Okay, baby, I got the pizza.
I'm surprised it wasn't more bath water.
Baby, you said you were hungry. You ordered the pizza. Let's dig in.
I know you want a pizza, this ass. I stepped on this for you, too. Marvin, look, gamer girl. P.S. I stuffed the crust with my underwear. Marvin, you sick, you gross, you're disgusting.
I did not order this. Actually, I really didn't order it. You're the one who ordered the pizza.
Yes, but I put it under your name and I use your credit card. You must get this all the time.
No. You know I would not order a pizza that was stepped on, apparently, in socks.
Why are there dirty socks on the pizza?
I don't know. The crust is stuffed with dirty underwear. I promise you, baby, I did not order this. I would never order this. Someone is screwing with me.
Marvin, I don't know who you are anymore. You changed. I'm leaving you.
But I did not order this. I did not order it. Who is doing this to me? Who? Jeffy, it sounds like your parents are about to get a divorce.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't you think you should tell them the truth?
Yeah, dude, I don't have parents. But if I could bring them back over an apology over a feet pizza, I totally would.
Yeah, guess I'll go do the right thing.
Marvin, my bags are packed and I'll send you the divorce papers in the mail.
You cannot leave me over this. I did not order this pizza or the bathwater.
Hey, Mommy. Hey, Daddy. I got a confession to make.
Not right now, Jeffy.
I'm the one who ordered the gamer girl bathwater and the feet pizza.
Ha ha! Ha ha! We find out who did it. It was Jeffy.
Jeffy, that's so sweet of you to lie for Marvin.
Yeah, I am pretty great.
No, know, Jeffy, did you really order all this stuff?
Yeah, I stole your credit card when you guys weren't looking.
See, that's why my credit card, that's why we couldn't find it. He moved it.
Marvin, are you sure you're not paying him to say this for you?
I am not paying Jeffy at all. Jeffy, am I paying you?
Nope.
See, I am not paying him. It was his fault. It was Jeffy's fault.
Marvin, I'm so sorry I didn't believe you.
Yeah, Jeffy, you are grounded.
As I should be. You know what? I'm going to take this pizza straight to the trash. I'm going straight to my room.
Yes, you are. For 2 weeks with no power.
Yep, I will turn the lights off. Right in the trash is where this will be.
Yeah, you go. You get out of here. Oh, my God. I'm glad you finally know the truth. Hey, wait a minute.
Dirty feet.
What? Jeffy, what are you doing?
Oh.
What is going on with you kids?
I am ashamed.
Jeffy, you're coming with me. Get things off your head. Come on. All right, Jeffy, you're going to sit on this couch for 2 weeks. No TV, no video games, no electricity, except for the lights that are on in this room, but you can't look at them. Don't look. Don't ever look up. You're not allowed to, okay? So no electricity, no fun. Just sit right there grounded.
Okay, but you want to know what doesn't use electricity?
What?
Breaking the world record for most pin clicks in an hour. Start counting.
1, 2, 3.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
Oh, dude, turn on the TV so we can watch LeBron James.
Oh, doesn't LeBron James play with his son?
Dude, pause. Yes, he plays basketball with his son. You have to say basketball.
But LeBron James is the first player to play with his son.
Why are you saying it like that? You're just repeating it. Say it right.
Okay, hey, Cody, you want to watch LeBron now?
Nah, more of an Iman Shumpert kind of guy. What's old Shump doing these days?
He hasn't been in the league in years, dude.
He's out there shumping it up.
Wait, why does Ken have a tiny Cody on his arm?
Oh, well, I caught somebody on a naughty website. So now, instead of looking at other guys, he can just look at me.
He's a doll, dude. He can't get on a website.
He's not at all, Joseph.
What website was he on?
Hasbro. He's looking at Mr. Potato Head ass.
Mr. Potato Head ass?
Yeah, the head, the ass, all of it. And it really upset me, because I don't even know which hole he was fantasizing about. The ear holes, the arm holes, the eye holes.
Oh, well, you know, jeeving with your left hand is crazy.
Yeah, he is left-handed.
Okay, well, let's watch some LeBron.
Yes. Oh, dude, no! You turned on Dr. Finkelschitz!
Okay, let me change it. I really want to watch LeBron play with his son.
Bro, stop saying that. You're going to make me hate basketball.
Wait, hold on. Let's see if it's a rerun.
Hello! I am Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, and today I have invented this machine to detect alien signals from outer space and determine if they are really trying to contact us. I will now input the coordinates. Beep-boop-boop-boop-boop-beep! I think I'm getting a signal!
You digging in me! You digging in a nigga!
Yes, kid! I think I have this pointed at my neighbor's house. Maybe this is better?
December 3rd, 2024. We will kill all humans.
I'm sorry I didn't catch that. Could you pick up?
I said December 3rd, 2024. We will kill all humans.
Oh my God! That is today! Everybody run for your lives!
Oh my God!
Oh no! Alien invasion before GTA 6?
Guys, it's just a TV show. Oh my God, Ken! Please get some help!
Cody, being serious, there might be an alien invasion today!
Guys, Dr. Finkelschitz is just a TV show. I think Ken might actually be addicted.
Dude, you know you had to Google search Mr. Potato Head's ass and then put it in his hands.
What? No, I'm not doing this. Ken just has a problem.
The news!
Breaking news, okay. Aliens have sent a video to Earth threatening to kill all humans today. The Secretary of Defense is holding a press conference, and we'll go to that now.
My fellow Americans, today we received a rather threatening message from an alien saying he was going to come down here on Earth and open up a can of whoop-ass. Well, I got a message for you, Mr. Alien. We got a can opener, and a bigger can of whoop-ass, with even more whoop-ass in it. And it's one of those easy-to-open cans that has a little pull tab on it. But if you can't open that up with your weird little alien hands, we got a can opener, so you can open it up and eat all your whoop-ass. Because we got an all-you-can-eat whoop-ass buffet. We got a golden corral of whoop-ass. Breakfast, whoop-ass. Lunch, whoop-ass. Dinner, whoop-ass. Dessert, upside-down whoop-ass cake. And then maybe when you get done eating, you can meet our actress, E. Goldberg. We took the whoop out of her name and put it in a can of ass, and we made whoop-ass. So if you're hungry for whoop-ass, come on down here so we can feed you. And if you're not hungry for whoop-ass, don't even come down, because that's all we have to eat.
Okay, guys, I feel comfortable knowing the military has so much whoop-ass.
Heck yeah, dude. If the aliens touch down here, they're going to have to deal with LeBron James.
Oh, yeah, LeBron James stopped aliens in Space Jam 2.
Heck yeah, dude. He's a part of the Space Defense.
Actually, there were no aliens in Space Jam 2. It was all just an algorithm, and his name was Algae Rhythm.
Huh? Aren't there aliens in Space Jam?
Yeah, because it's one of them.
Well, I've seen the first one, not the second one.
Yeah, me neither, nigga.
So, there's no aliens in Space Jam 2?
No, it's all, like, computer stuff. Like LG Rhythm kidnaps LeBron James' son and traps him in the Warner Brothers database.
Wait, LeBron James made a movie with his son playing with his son?
Wait, dude, stop saying it like that, I'm gonna kick your ass!
Well, no, it's actually not his son. It's an actor playing his son. They got an actor to play his wife, too. It's weird.
Why didn't LeBron James just get his actual son in the movie?
I don't know. It seems like they could have done that. Oh, yeah, and Bugs Bunny dies at the end.
But what?
Then, yeah, like, kind of. But then he shows up again later in the real world, and I don't know how the hell that works. And then Batman's there, and Rick and Morty.
This movie's trippy.
Is Rick and Morty playing basketball?
No, they don't play basketball. They just kind of, like, watch, I guess. And then, you know, it's like everybody that Warner Brothers owns the rights to shows up for the big basketball game. And he's, like, playing against other basketball players, but they're all weird. Like, there's a spider lady and a snake lady. And what is that eyebrow guy?
Anthony Davis?
Yeah, him. He's like a bird man, and his name is The Brow. And then there's a guy who can, like, stop time, and that's a problem.
There's no way LeBron could beat all those people.
Well, he does. He does do it. It's hard, but he does it.
How? Does he have superpowers?
I mean, other than being LeBron James, no.
That's a superpower.
It's a power, definitely.
Excuse me, sir.
What is it, Lieutenant Gar?
Our radar has detected a UFO entering Earth's atmosphere.
Oh, that sounds like a hungry alien. He must have seen my commercial for Whoop-Ass. Poor little fella must have thought we were going to run out. But we're never going to run out of Whoop-Ass. We're overstocked.
Right, so what is it you actually want to do?
Well, does that little alien fuck have Uber Eats or DoorDash?
I don't think so.
Because I personally want to deliver him a can of Whoop-Ass. Get a 5-star rating.
Wait, you personally?
Yeah, that's right, boy. Go fuel up a jet. Make sure you pack lots of cans of Whoop-Ass.
Sir, you do realize we don't actually have cans of Whoop-Ass.
I know that, boy. I'm talking about nukes. I'm talking about rockets. Now hurry up. I don't want that Whoop-Ass to get cold.
Yes, sir.
And make sure you pack utensils and salt and pepper. Nobody likes unseasoned Whoop-Ass. Get dipping sauce for his Whoop-Ass.
Let me just check the delivery address on this DoorDash order. Huh, says I'm supposed to deliver to Pussyville. Give it to a pussy-ass alien. Oh, there you are, alien. Hey, are you the one who ordered a can of Whoop-Ass? Extra Whoop, hold the ass.
Fuck. Well, I guess the alien was not hungry for Whoop-Ass. Maybe he stopped at McDonald's first. Well, I guess that makes me the Secretary of Defense. And I don't want that to happen to me. So I think the best course of action would be for me to go home and order some Taco Bell. Yeah, chalupa.
Okay, so LG Rhythm kidnapped LeBron James' son, but it wasn't really LeBron James.
I don't care anymore. I just want to know if Lola Bunny is hot in this one.
Not as much, but also I'm gay, so you're asking the wrong guy.
Okay, so was Space Jam 2 good?
No.
Okay, well, I think they should have made Space Bam, a football movie with Looney Tunes with Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah, and then the other team is nothing but girls, and then if they lose, oh, they have to show their feet so Tom can lick them. Freaky ass.
There's someone at the door. Hold on, guys. Hello?
Greetings, Earthling!
The aliens from Toy Story!
Correct! Which movie?
Oh, shit. They made, like, 4 of those. They're making a 5th one. Toy Story 1?
Correct!
Oh, what are you guys doing here?
Emperor Zurg! He's trying to kill us and probe our asses!
Oh, no. Well, you guys can hide in here.
Thank you! You saved our lives! We are eternally grateful!
Okay.
Who's at the door, Junior?
Wait, where's Joseph?
Oh, he went to the bathroom. He kept talking about feet, and I think he had to jeeb.
Oh, you spilled some on your shirt.
Did I?
God
damn it, Junior! What's going on? Who are they?
It's the aliens from Toy Story.
You saved our lives. We are eternally grateful.
You saved their lives?
Well, they said they needed a place to hide, and I said they could hide here.
We will do anything to show our gratitude.
Anything.
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 Anything. Anything.
Junior, I think you should tell them to thank me personally.
But Cody, they each have one less eye than you.
Junior, what are you talking about? They have 3 eyes and I have... Oh, fuck you!
All right, freak!
What are they doing here?
Well, they said they're hiding from Emperor Zurg because he wants to probe their asses.
Well, I think I need to have a little talk with this Emperor Zurg.
Well, he's on the television right now.
Attention, puny humans! I am Emperor Zurg! You will give me those aliens or I will probe all your asses!
You have 120 seconds to decide.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, aliens. We're not going to turn you into Emperor Zurg. Junior, can you help me get my pants off? I want to make it easy for Emperor Zurg.
No, Cody, we got to turn them in. I don't want something in my ass.
Okay, more for me then.
What the hell? What are y'all talking about?
Oh, hey, Joseph. Well, these are the aliens from Toy Story 1.
You saved our lives. We are eternally grateful.
I saved their lives. They're eternally grateful. And Emperor Zurg wants to probe their asses. And until we turn them in, Emperor Zurg's going to probe our asses.
Guys, don't worry about Emperor Zurg. That's just Buzz Lightyear from the future.
No, Cody, Lightyear sucks. Lightyear's not canon.
Yes, it is, Junior. It says right at the beginning of the movie, that's the movie Andy watched.
Oh, yeah? So Andy watched Lightyear, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So then why weren't these aliens in the Lightyear movie? Because in the Lightyear movie, there's no fucking aliens, but in Toy Story 1, there's these aliens. So why are they selling merch of aliens if they're not in the movie? Because in the TV show of Buzz Lightyear, these aliens are in the show. Yeah. Doesn't make any sense. And also, why in Toy Story 1, why was there no cat? You know, the cat, you know, the cat that's in the Lightyear movie? I'm sure they would have made merch of that cat in the Lightyear movie. And I'm sure Andy would have wanted the cat to go with his Buzz Lightyear doll.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, no, it's so stupid. It's really dumb. And also, we should probably get Buzz Lightyear's help. Buzz Lightyear, get in here!
I am Mrs. Nesbitt.
Oh, he's not going to be any help at all. He just found out he's a toy.
Yeah, he loaded.
Yeah, like a baked potato.
I like Herbie. Fully loaded.
There's someone at the door. Hold on, guys. If it's Zurg, I won't let him in. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know I accidentally ordered Taco Bell to your house because I'm over here a lot and I forgot to change the address on the app. So I just want to let you know that so you don't think I'm stealing a package or something.
Okay, what'd you order?
Oh, a chalupa. Extra sour cream, of course.
Sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be.
So you work for the military?
Yeah, yeah, I do, actually.
Oh, well, there's two aliens on my couch upstairs.
Ah, well, I'm actually off duty right now. I mean, there's gonna be a lot of duty later after I eat this Taco Bell, you know, in the toilet, because it makes me shit.
Oh, well, the alien said that if we don't turn them into Emperor Zurg, we're gonna get our ass probed.
Well, nobody's gonna want to probe my ass from all the duty. I'm gonna have a poopy ass.
Well, you want to say hi to the aliens?
You know what? Yeah, yeah, I do.
So, there are the aliens.
Oh, they're Toy Story aliens. I didn't know that movie was real.
Yeah, so apparently Emperor Zurg wants us to turn them in, or he's gonna probe our asses.
Why is your shirt off?
I was promised a good time.
Puny humans, your time is up.
And there he is. Quick, everybody, run! Come on, Emperor Zurg, give me all you got, I can take it! Shove it in! Shove it right the fuck in!
You can have the aliens.
Yeah, please take them.
Come here! Those tight asses are mine!
Oh no! Our tight asses!
No! It should have been me!
Okay, well, the Earth is saved, huh? So I'm just gonna go home and eat my Taco Bell.
I will lock the door behind you.
Sorry, I ordered my food to your house. I'll make sure I check the address next time.
Did you happen to order any extra chalupas?
No, I just ordered enough for me, you know, because it's mine. I don't usually order more food for other people because it's not really my problem.
Please, humans!
But kill us? Why? We already solved the problems. Zurg just left.
Well, if you give us our alien kids back... Come on, get your food out your mouth! If you give us our alien kids back, we won't kill you.
Oh, those were your kids? Well, look, we don't have them. Zurg already took them.
What? What? Where's Zurg? Where did he go?
I don't know. Fucking space. Wherever planet he lives, I don't know. I just want to go home and eat my Taco Bell.
What do you order?
A chalupa with extra sour cream, of course.
Get back!
Hey, my chalupa!
We'll see you next year. Come on, Mom.
Next year? What do you mean next year? What does he mean next year? Is he coming back next year? What? But my chalupa! God damn it! Now I gotta wait till tomorrow to get another one. I don't want it tomorrow. I want it now. It's just been a whole day. I wish he'd killed me.
You would have rather died than getting your chalupa stolen?
Yes, actually. I would. I want to be dead.
You want to be dead?
I want to be dead because I don't have a chalupa. If I had a chalupa, I'd want to be alive, which I don't because I don't have a chalupa.
Are they that?
Excuse me.
Another night, another crime. What do you got for me, Susan?
The Pink Panther diamond has been stolen, sir.
Where was it being stored?
Inside this safe.
Then I guess it wasn't very safe.
Very good, as always, sir.
Let's check it out. Jesus, what's with the mess?
The diamond was being guarded by bulletproof glass, sir.
Well, then how did it get broken?
The thief used that hammer. It's not hammerproof glass.
Damn, these criminals think of everything.
Indeed they do, sir.
Well, what was the guard doing?
He was found sleeping outside.
Well, I hope he had a good night's rest, because I'm about to make a good night's arrest.
Meh.
Wait, what happened to that diamond? It looks like somebody had a smashing time.
That was a decoy diamond, sir.
So he keeps the decoy diamond right next to the real diamond?
He's a gambling man.
Well, it looks like the house won. Did you look for fingerprints?
No, sir, not yet.
Oh, well, you should probably do that.
Yeah, probably.
You smell that, Susan? It smells like a fart.
It smells like hamburgers!
You're right, it does smell like Ambergales!
Why do you say hamburger like that, sir?
I don't know, I just never learned how to say it right. That's how I've always said it.
Repeat after me. I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a Ambergale!
Okay, let's try this. Say ham.
Ham.
Say burger.
Burger.
Say hamburger.
Ambergale!
Oh,
my. I can't do it, Susan, I just can't do it. I'm gonna say cheeseburger.
That sounds good, sir.
Okay, but we have a clue. Whoever stole this diamond is somebody who likes to eat Ambergales. And I haven't eaten an Ambergale today.
I didn't have a hamburger today either.
Yeah, so we just have to find somebody who's recently eaten an Ambergale. I'll go look for somebody.
I'll get forensics down here.
Hey, guy, I bet you $50 I can beat you in the staring contest.
Okay, deal.
Marvin, $50 is a lot of money.
I'm a puppet. I can't blink.
One, two, three, go. Ha, you blinked.
Jeffy, you blew in my face.
Well, there's no rule against it, so pay up.
Here, Jeffy.
Thank you.
Who's at the door? Hello?
Up against the wall! Spread them! Let me smell your butt!
What?
What is that, cabbage? No, meatloaf? Hold on. Lasagna and onions! Did you have lasagna and onions for dinner?
Yes!
Damn, I'm good. I'm like Toucan Sam. I follow my nose.
Why'd you smell my butt?
I wanted to see if it smelled like burgers.
Why would my butt smell like burgers?
Because somebody stole a diamond and the thief is somebody who likes to eat Ambergales.
Likes to eat what?
Ambergales!
Hamburgers?
Yes, that. Now, did you have any Ambergales recently?
No, I have not had a hamburger recently.
Good, you're clean. I mean, I wouldn't say clean. You do have a pretty stinky bottom. I would maybe invest in a bidet.
Well, can you just leave?
Is there anybody else here?
My wife and kid.
I have to smell their butts, too.
Well, then don't you have a dog to do that?
My dog sniffs out drugs, not Asperger's. Get out of my way.
What?
All right, everybody bend over. Let me smell your butt.
Excuse me?
Oh, good, a fresh one. That'll make this even easier. I don't smell anything.
What are you talking about?
I gotta see if your ass smells like burgers.
I'm vegan. I don't eat burgers.
Oh, so you're clean. That's good. But you bring that ass over here. Does your ass smell like burgers?
I've been told I'm on the spectrum.
Let me see. Oh, God. Do you ever wash that thing?
I don't believe in soap. And when I'm in the shower, I just let the water run between my butt cheeks.
Okay, well, it definitely doesn't smell like burgers. So none of you guys have had any Ambergales?
No, we've not eaten any hamburgers recently.
Damn. Okay. I just really wish I had a better clue than a burger fart.
So what exactly happened?
Somebody stole the Pink Panther diamond, and it's worth $100 million. And all I know is that the person who stole it likes Ambergales.
Well, there's a homeless guy outside who likes hamburgers.
Show me!
Well, he's a homeless guy. He wouldn't steal a Pink Panther diamond.
He has even more reason to steal it because he's homeless and he needs the money. Now I said show me, damn it!
Okay, here's the homeless guy.
Hey, Cheeseburger Man.
He calls me Cheeseburger Man because I gave him a cheeseburger one time.
Cheeseburger Man.
All right, listen here, you stinky bum. What'd you do with the Pink Panther diamond?
Kitty cat. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Meow.
Okay, not talking, huh? Well, let me smell your butt.
Oh, God, it smells like piss. It smells like piss and cigarettes. It's not him. He didn't do it. Let's go back to the couch.
Okay.
Well, now I don't know who could have stolen the diamond.
Well, you said the diamond's worth $100 million, right?
Yeah.
So what's the robber planning on doing with the diamond?
Sell it?
Well, who can he sell a stolen $100 million diamond to? No one has that kind of money.
That's a good point. He would have a really hard time finding somebody to sell that diamond to. Oh, that gives me an idea. We should open up a We Buy Diamonds store. Yeah, and then we can make a commercial that says we'll buy any diamond in cash, even if it's $100 million, and we won't tell the police or ask questions.
That sounds a little too convenient for the robber.
No, it's exactly what he'll be looking for. Come on, let's make a commercial.
He's not gonna fall for it.
All right, before we make our commercial, we should come up with a name for our diamond store.
How about The Diamond Store?
That's so lame and unoriginal. It should be something new, like Diamond King. Yeah, and then our theme song can be like, Diamonds, 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 Diamonds. diamonds, we buy diamonds, even stolen ones, we don't even tell the police. At DK, diamonds your way, Diamond King!
That's literally just Burger King.
No, it's not. I just came up with that just now.
We'll come up with a different one.
Okay, how about like, Arby's, we buy the diamonds.
What, you literally just copied Arby's.
No, how about this, we buy diamonds, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
That's like that farmer's thing.
Yeah, I don't actually know.
How about we just focus on the actual commercial?
Yeah, okay. I already wrote your script. It's over there on the teleprompter. Just read it.
You just want me to read it?
Yeah, go.
Okay, right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey there. Do you have a big stolen diamond worth $100 million? Well, we want it, because we can buy it, because we have the cash.
Show the cash.
I have the money right here, and there's more where this came from. So if you just come by, we'll buy your diamond, and we won't even tell the police.
No, we won't. I'm dressed up like a cop to show you who we won't tell. We hate cops. I'm showing you what we hate. I won't be here when you come to buy the diamond. I won't.
He's not a cop.
I'm not a cop.
So come bring us the Pink Panther diamond, if you have it.
Yes.
Or any diamond worth all that much money. Okay, is that it?
Yeah, I think that was good. I think we're ready to put it on TV. I don't even think we have to do a second take.
Are you sure? I feel like I was pretty bad in this.
No, you were great, dog. Come on, let's go. Okay, Marvin, our commercial's airing, so now all we have to do is sit back, pop open a few brewskis, and wait for that diamond thief to come to us.
Wait, you used our address for the diamond store?
Me. Yeah, of course I did, because now the diamond thief can just come straight here, and we don't even have to do any work. Oh my god, Marvin, our first customer! Okay, show him our holiday catalog, tell him he gets 25% off on all earrings and birthstones, and tell him that white gold is in the season. Yellow gold is so last year. And see what kind of car he drove in with, and if it's nice, push the opals. And also tell him that we offer financing.
What?
Oh, never mind, it's probably the diamond thief. Just answer the door, and then when he shows you the Pink Panther diamond, I'll pop out and arrest him. You do know what the Pink Panther diamond looks like, right?
It's big and pink.
Attaboy. Come on, let's go get him.
Hello?
Hi, is this the diamond store?
Yes, it is. Is there a diamond you would like to sell?
Yes, I want to sell my wedding ring because my husband doesn't wear his anymore.
I'm going to have to ask my manager if we accept wedding rings. Oh, manager!
Gotcha, thief. Let me smell your butt.
Boyne, what are you doing here?
What, Karen, what the hell are you doing here?
I'm here to sell my wedding ring, Boyne, because you don't wear yours anymore.
I told you what happened to mine, Karen. It got swallowed by a rattlesnake.
I don't believe you, Boyne.
What, do you want me to try to go around and open every rattlesnake's mouth looking for it? It could bite me. I could die. You want me to die, Karen?
No, Boyne, but I think you're a liar.
I've never lied a day in my life.
That's a lie right there, Boyne.
Karen, just get the hell out of here. We're doing official police business.
No, Boyne, I want to sell my wedding ring.
Well, how much do you want for it?
I want a brand new cake pan set for the kitchen.
Marvin, do you have cake pans?
No, I don't.
You know what? Just forget it.
Marvin, let's just go upstairs.
Okay.
Hey, are you guys still open?
What's the Hamburglar doing here?
What the hell are you doing here, Ambale Gales? This isn't a McDonald's. We don't have any Ambale Gales for you to steal.
Nah, I heard you guys buy diamonds.
We don't want to buy any of your stupid Ambale Gales, you stupid idiot Ambale Gales. We don't buy Ambale Gales and we don't sell Ambale Gales.
I have a diamond I want to sell.
I don't want to buy you stupid Ambale Gales, you stupid idiot Ambale Gales.
So you guys don't want to buy $100 million. You know, forget it.
Marvin, can you believe that stupid Ambale Gale is trying to sell us an Ambale Gale?
Who is at the door, Marvin?
The Ambale Gale.
Who?
The Hamburglar.
You've got to learn how to say hamburger right.
I can't. I've been trying since I was a kid.
Well, try this. Hamburger.
Ambale Gale.
Hamburger.
Ambale Gale.
Hamburger.
Ambale Gale.
Hamburger.
Okay, that's it. Shut up. Listen, it is hamburger.
Ambale Gale.
Sir, sir, sir! The fingerprints results came in.
Well, who was it? Who stole the Pink Panther diamond?
It's the Hamburglar!
The Ambale Gale? But he was just here trying to sell us an Ambale Gale!
And he got away! He's never gonna come back here now!
Ooh, I have an idea, Marvin. We have to make another commercial to get him to come back here.
Hey there! Do you have a stolen Pink Panther diamond you would like to sell for $100 million cash?
And are you the Ambale Gale? Because if so, please come back. I'm sorry I called you an idiot.
Yes, please, Hamburglar, come back. We have a bunch of hamburgers for you.
Look at all of these Ambale Gales that we have for you, and we also have a lot of money
for you to take. Come back,
please. All right, Marvin, he's gonna see that commercial and come running back. There he is, Marvin. Off of the catalog. 25% off.
Hello?
I changed my mind. I'll take $50 for it.
Get the fuck out of here, Cameron. We're trying to catch the Ambale Gale.
Hey there.
Oh, hey, Mr. Ambale Gale. You saw our commercial, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I came back to sell my diamond. Now, where's the cash?
Oh, the money's upstairs. Just follow us.
All right.
All right, here's your cash.
Yeah, I don't see any money.
Oh, we don't actually have cash, so we're going to have to pay you in Ambergales.
I could buy a lot of hamburgers with $100 million.
But you're the Ambergale. Don't you want an Ambergale?
Do they have cheese?
No, they're not cheeseburgers. They're Ambergales.
Well, then I'm just going to have to go.
Wait. We actually do have cash. But first, I want to inspect this diamond. Look, Marvin, it's the Pink Panther diamond.
That's really cool.
Interesting. Wow, that's a really nice cape. You mind if I look at it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is a really great cape. What's it made of? You're under arrest!
Hey, you said in the commercial you weren't a cop!
Yeah, well, I lied.
Say, buddy, I knew you were a liar!
Shut the hell up, Karen. I'm arresting the Ambergale.
Ooh, Ambergale?
Yes, Karen, those are Ambergales.
Can I have an Ambergale?
You can have an Ambergale.
Oh, my God, please just take me to jail!
Shut up, Ambergale. My wife's enjoying an Ambergale. Thanks for helping me catch the Ambergale, Marvin. Help yourself to an Ambergale. Come on, Ambergale. Let's go to jail. No Ambergales for you.
Guys, it's Taco Tuesday!
I love Taco Tuesday!
I live for Taco Tuesday!
I'm gonna eat all the tacos!
Wait, guys, didn't LeBron James trademark Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, that goof tried and failed! I was the first person to put tacos in the oven on a Tuesday!
But we got these tacos from Taco Bell.
That's besides the point, Cody! God! Just eat your tacos and enjoy them!
Yeah, enjoy the tacos, Cody!
Guys, the news!
Breaking news, MK! A leader of the Mexican cartel is in a high-speed police chase with speeds reaching over 100 miles an hour. Police are urging people to stay off the streets.
A high-speed chase?
He died in the Breaking Bad video.
Dude, what if he tries to come here and steal all our tacos?
I don't want our tacos to get stolen.
Guys, what are the odds? He's gonna come here. Oh, there he is.
Guys, you have to hide me. That police chase was crazy and those guys are loco. Can I hide behind your couch?
Hey, Joseph, can you Google how to say yes in Spanish?
Oh, yeah, I got you, bro.
It's C.
Don't spell it. Just tell me what it is.
I'm not spelling it. I'm telling you the word. It's C.
C what?
The word is C.
It's C, dude.
What? S-I? Doesn't even begin with a C, Cody.
I wasn't spelling it. I was telling you what the word... Ow!
You're such a doofus. C.
Gracias, amigo. It'll be like I never hear. Quiet as a mouse.
Try to spell it wrong.
I think he ran in here.
Hey, you kids seen a Mexican?
Joseph, can you Google the Spanish word for no?
Yeah, bro, I got you.
No.
I know you're not going to tell me, Cody. Shut up.
No, Junior, the word is no.
There's no way they didn't think of anything for the word no.
Dude, it's actually no.
I told you.
So they say C for yes, but they just gave up on the word no? No, we haven't seen him.
Well, what about him? He's a little brown.
But he's not Mexican, Simmons. Look, if there hasn't been a Mexican in here, then why are all these tacos around?
Because it's Taco Tuesday!
Look, Simmons, a sombrero. I think he's attracted to all the tacos. Follow my lead. Wow, there sure are a lot of tacos around.
Yeah, these tacos sure look delicious.
I would love to eat one of these tacos.
Are they supreme?
Are they supreme?
They're just regular.
They're just regular.
Yeah.
Also, you're under arrest.
Oh, man.
Yeah, go get in the car. Simmons, make sure he gets in the car.
All right, mate.
Okay, so since you guys were harboring a fugitive, now I have to make sure all you guys are citizens.
Well, we are citizens. You've seen us before.
Well, yeah, I've seen you guys, but I don't remember seeing him.
Oh, that's just my boyfriend, Ken.
Well, where's he from?
California, I think.
Well, that's pretty close to the border. Are you sure he's a citizen?
But Ken, show him your ass. Show him how American it is. Take a good look, officer. That ass is as American as it can be.
Now, hold on. I had a Chinese roommate in college, and his ass looked kind of like that. Wait, what's that say? Made in China? He's not a citizen. He's a Chinese.
But Ken, you never told me you were Chinese. I guess that kind of explains why there's not much going on up front.
See, that's the proof right there. Ken's a doll. Dolls are made in China.
He's not a doll, Joseph.
Now, hold on, because if he's a doll, he can stay, because Chinese products are allowed here. But if he's human, I'm going to have to see his papers, or else he's going to get deported.
Fess up, nigga. Which one is it? Is he a doll, or is that nigga breathing?
Yeah. Is that racial slur breathing, or what?
He's a Chinese!
Well, damn, he's really sticking to this, dude.
Well, I'm gonna have to see his papers, then.
I don't have his papers. I threw the box away.
Well, I'm gonna have to deport him. Sorry.
No, please don't deport my boyfriend!
Sorry, kid. There's nothing I can do.
Mike!
Not now, Simmons. I'm trying to do a deportation.
But the guy stole our squad car!
Damn it, Simmons. I told you to make sure he got in the car!
Well, maybe we should have put him in handcuffs.
I didn't think it was necessary. He seemed like a nice enough guy.
Well, how are we gonna get our squad car back?
Hold on. Kids, you stay here. I'll be back in a few minutes to deport your boyfriend.
How are we gonna catch him! We don't even have a car!
On the invisible horse, Simmons. Hop on!
Okay, guys, I think we have a little while before they come back. They have to chase down their car by horse.
All you had to say was, he's a doll, dude!
He's not a doll, Joseph!
So, Cody, is Ken gonna have to hide from the cops his whole life?
Well, we can't hide him, because the cops already know he's here. They might arrest us for trying to hide him. He has to be a citizen.
Well, how can he become a citizen?
Well, usually you have to take a test, but you have to be on a waiting list for that, and that might take years. We don't have time for that.
You'd also have to talk and walk and, you know, be alive.
He can take tests, Joseph! He's alive, Joseph! He can breathe, Joseph!
Okay, Cody, what's the quickest way to become a citizen?
Let me look it up. Oh, okay. This says if he marries somebody who's already a citizen, then he gets to be a citizen too.
Well, why don't you just marry him?
Ooh, I don't know, Junior. That's a pretty big commitment. Just one plastic ass for my whole life? Yeah, okay, I can marry him.
Okay, so, you just get married to him, he'll become a citizen.
But we have to sign a prenup.
What kind of stuff do you have that you don't want him to take?
I have Lego sets, and they're mine.
Okay, let's go get you a lawyer, Cody.
Okay, come on, Cap, let's bring your Chinese ass to the lawyer.
Hello, I'm Mr. Goodman. How can I help you today?
Yeah, my boyfriend is about to be deported because he's not a U.S. citizen, so we need to get married.
Are you trying to commit marriage fraud?
Wait, no, I really do love him, and I want to marry him, but we have to do this now for legal reasons.
But isn't he a doll?
He's not a doll, lawyer! He's not a doll. He's my boyfriend.
Well, a human can't marry a toy.
What toy? What are you talking about? I don't see a toy. I mean, I see a boy toy, but not a toy.
I don't know what type of weird joke you guys are trying to pull on me, but I cannot legally officiate a marriage between a human and a toy. I'm sorry.
What are you gonna do now, Cody?
Well, we're still gonna have a wedding, and we're gonna take a lot of pictures, and hopefully those pictures prove that we're married. Come on, Ken. Let's get ready for a big day.
All right, Cody, are you sure you're ready for this?
Yes, Junior. This is the happiest day of my life.
Why isn't Ken wearing pants?
Oh, he said he wanted to Porky Pig it, and I wasn't gonna argue.
All right, Cody, let's walk down the aisle. Da-da-da-da. Da-na-na-na.
You, I'm just so happy. I told myself I wouldn't cry, and now look at me. I'm such a little bitch.
All right, let's get started. Ken, do you take Cody to be your husband?
He says he does.
Cody, do you take Ken to be your husband?
I do.
Well, I now pronounce you husband and husband. You may now kiss the husband.
Come here. Come on, Ken. Let's go on our honeymoon. And then I can spread some honey on that moon and lick it off. Hey, guys. Me and Ken are back from our honeymoon. We couldn't show it. It was way too graphic.
Thank God we didn't see it.
But me and Ken are happily married now.
Hey, guys, I couldn't get my car. He drove it across the border, and, I'm not going over there. So, time to deport your boyfriend. Come on, chop chop.
Oh, he's not my boyfriend. He's my husband now. We got married.
Well, we'll let a judge decide that. Come on, you two.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Bobak. Today we will be hearing the case of Ken, who is being faced with deportation. Ken was born in China. He has no citizenship papers. So, Cody, you claim to be his boyfriend. Why should Ken not be deported?
Oh, I'm actually not his boyfriend. I'm his husband now, because we actually just got married, so...
Oh, well, mazel tov. Congratulations. But do you have any proof? Anybody can just say they got married. Let me see the wedding photos, goddammit!
Here they are.
Let me see this. Yes. Oh, that is quite lovely. Everybody see the lovely couple? Oh, that's nice. I mean, you do look like an 8-year-old woman, and your husband is not wearing pantaloons, but other than that, it looks like a very nice ceremony. And the photo is legit, which means Ken is a U.S. citizen, and therefore I have to dismiss the case. Unless anyone would like to object. Everybody, here I go. I'm gonna bang it.
I object, Your Honor. They took wedding photos, but they're not really married.
It doesn't get out of here. Just out of two.
Aha! And the truth comes out. Cody, you really had me going there with this little photo. But now I have to deport your husband. Boyfriend, not husband. You don't have a husband because you're a liar. Deport him!
No, please, no. I'll do anything. He lived his whole life in America. I can prove it.
Oh, really? Well, in that case, let me just unbang this gavel. Very well. If he has lived in America his whole life, as you say, then he should be able to answer some questions that only an American would be able to answer. And he would answer them correctly, yes?
Of course. Ask him any question. He'll get it right.
Okay. Well, I have a Big Mac under my gown. tell me what's on it.
I'm sorry, fucking what? A Big Mac?
Yes, a Big Mac. You know, like you get from McDonald's. I have a Big Mac under my gown because it's my lunch and I keep it there for safekeeping. So if he can tell me every ingredient that is on a Big Mac, then he must be American because every American has had a Big Mac.
Okay, but I'm gonna have to answer for him because he lost his voice. What's that, Ken? He says there are two patties, because, I mean, obviously, it's known for that, and then there's cheese.
How many pieces of cheese?
Oh, fuck me. Okay, I think two would make sense, right? But in my head, I see one. Yeah, I mean, I think they do something gay like that, because it's like, why even bother, because you can't even really taste the cheese at that point. But I'm gonna say one. And there's onions and lettuce.
How many pieces of lettuce?
I think it's that shredded lettuce, because it always makes a mess. And then there's onions and Big Mac sauce on a sesame seed bun. I think that's it, right?
Oh, Cody. Cody. Your boyfriend is wrong. Dead wrong. Let us dissect the Big Mac, shall we? Have a look-see here. Sesame seed bun. That is correct. A patty. Two of them. Also correct. Onions, lettuce, Big Mac sauce. Correct. And then, oh my fuck. Someone fuck me. What is that, Cody? What is this little green thing? Well, that appears to be a little pickle, doesn't it, Cody? And that means your boyfriend is not in American. Not good. Plus, that is very good. So, I have no choice but to deport him. Get fucked!
No, please. My boyfriend's been here for years. I can prove it. Just ask my parents.
Do I want to unbang my gavel for a second time? I do want to see where this goes. Very well. But there will not be a third unbanging. I hope you realize that. Bring in the boy's parents.
Cody, what am I doing in this courtroom? I told you I got warrants. I can't be in a place like this. Look, you know how hard it is to drive with a suspended license, an expired tag, and a stolen car?
Cody, you're not selling the devil's lettuce, are you?
You're supposed to be kicking them profits back to your daddy, boy. I've been growing it in the backyard for years. Crack ain't selling.
And I'm getting tired of selling my body.
Tyrone and Judith, your son Cody claims he has been with his boyfriend for a long time. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. You talking about that doll thing? Yeah, he's sticking in his butt and stuff.
Yeah, we wanted him to play with Barbies, but he just wants to play with that stinky doll.
Doll? Did somebody say doll? Wait, you mean to tell me this is a doll and not a human born in China?
He's a doll, dude!
He's not a doll, Jam!
No! Headaches! So many headaches, I am so confused. You say he is a doll, and you say he is not a doll, and you say he put his boyfriend in his butt, which is disgusting. So, Cody, answer this simple question. Is he a doll or not? Because if he is a doll, he can stay. And if he is not at all, then he must get out of this country.
Come on, dude. It's very simple. All you have to do is say he's a doll. Just say it. He's a doll. Say it. Say it, dude. Say it. Say it.
He's
a doll. Say it.
He's not a doll, Joseph.
Then I have no choice, Cody. Ken is to be deported. There. Now I can enjoy my Big Mac. Yummy. Give me two.
Lovely. No!
All right, kid. I'll give you 30 seconds to say goodbye. Then he's off to China.
Oh, kid. I don't know what I'm going to do without you. I'll promise I'll come visit you as soon as I can. I'll join the NBA, and then I'll suck so bad they put me in the China League, and then I'll go live there, and then I'll visit you. Does that sound good?
Hey, Cody. Say that Ken found his green card and hand him this.
Okay. Ken actually found his green card. Oh, he did? Let me see. Haha, Uno reverse card. Now you have to get deported. Oh, shit.
Come on, mate. Time to go to China.
I don't want to go to China.
Those are the rules.
Oh, damn you, kid. You win this time. Damn you, Uno reverse card. Yay, Ken doesn't have to get deported now because of the Uno reverse card. Those are the rules.
Oh, man. I can't wait to get Marvin's house payment.
Hey, Danny, can me and Junior go outside and play with my balls?
What?
My soccer ball.
Yeah, sure. As long as you're playing with that ball and not something else.
All right, Danny.
Who's at the door?
Hello.
Hey, Marvin.
Goodman, what are you doing here?
Well, just like your period, I come once a month, so where's your house payment?
My health payment?
Yep, it's due on the same day every single month, so where is it?
It's in my wallet.
Okay, where's your wallet?
Oh, where is that thing? Where's my wallet? It's upstairs. I have to go look for it.
All right, cool. I'll come help you. Come on, buddy.
No! I think I left it in here somewhere.
Now, where did your pesky wallet run off to?
I have no idea.
What are you looking for?
Oh, baby, I lost my wallet, and we can't find it anywhere.
Oh, it's right here!
Oh, thanks, baby.
You're welcome.
Now we should open it up and see if my house payment's in there, because you said it was.
Wait a minute, baby. That's my old wallet.
What?
Yeah, you know, I got a new wallet today, remember?
I don't remember having this conversation, Mark.
Baby, I got a new wallet. Remember, it was purple with green polka dots, and it plays a song when you open it?
No, that shouldn't be hard to find.
Yeah, so that's my old wallet.
Marvin, I don't remember you getting a new wallet.
Shut up. I got a new wallet, and I showed it to you today. I said, look at my new wallet. It's National New Wallet Day.
I don't remember this.
Look. Get that out of there, okay? Listen, watch. Let's look for my new wallet. It could be. Look, check the cushions. Check in another room somewhere so you can stop talking.
Fine.
Look underwear.
I don't see it.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready to kick the soccer ball?
Hey, Junior, this guy left his keys in the car.
Don't worry, no one's gonna steal it. This is an upper middle class neighborhood.
I know, Junior, but I'm saying we should steal it.
We'll go to jail, Jeffy.
No, Junior, check this out. How about we just hop in, ride to McDonald's, get us a couple Happy Meals, come back, he'll never know.
Oh my God, Jeffy. That's a genius idea.
I know. Hop in.
I call shotgun.
I call AK-47. All right, Junior, you ready to go to McDonald's?
Heck yeah.
All right, let's go.
Welcome to McDonald's. How can I help you today?
Yeah, you can start by taking them panties off. And then we'll get two chicken nugget Happy Meals. And instead of the toy, put your panties in the box.
All right, your total will be $6.50 at the window.
We ain't got money. Bye.
Jeffy, how are we going to get the Happy Meals? We don't have any money.
Don't worry, Junior. I got this.
Hey, this is going to be $6.50.
Well, I got to get the food first, and then I'll pay.
That's not how this works.
Well, when I eat at other restaurants, I always get the food first, and then I pay later.
Okay, that's a good point.
All right, thank you. All right, Junior, there's your Happy Meals.
Yes.
Okay, $6.50.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me get your money.
Yes! We got the Happy Meals! Jeffy, look out! Oh, you hit it!
What did I hit, Junior?
I think you hit Remy from Ratatouille!
Oh, man! Let's get out and check on him!
Oh, no, Jeffy, he's dead!
Well, he shouldn't have been jaywalking!
Do you think if I do CPR, I can bring him back to life?
I don't know. Maybe, Junior, you should try it.
Okay. He's not dead! Hey, run him over again! Run him again! Oh, he bit me!
Oh, let me see.
Do you see any bite marks?
Hold still, Junior. You're moving too much.
Vroom, vroom.
Do you see any?
No, hold still, Junior. I'm looking.
What? The car?
I'm not driving.
Why'd it start?
Hey! Get back here!
Someone stole the car we stole.
Oh, man.
Hold on. We have to call the cops, Jeffy.
They stole a Happy Meal.
Oh, the Happy Meal too? No! Okay. We have to call the cops and say that someone stole the car we stole.
All right, let's go.
All right, Jeffy, I'm calling the cops. It's ringing.
Okay. Oh, I should really call my daddy and tell him what happened.
Hello, Jeffy, what do you want?
Daddy?
What?
You know the guy that's at the house right now wearing the suit?
Yeah.
Well, me and Junior stole his car.
You what?
And then we lost it.
You lost it? Jeffy, why'd you steal his car, Jeffy?
Well, because me and Junior thought it would be fun to go for a ride and get some Happy Meals.
Jeffy, you find that car and bring it back right now, because if he finds out it's missing, he's going to kill me.
I can't bring it back right now. I lost it.
Find it and bring it back.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
Don't see what you can do. Find it and bring it back.
All right, I'll see what I can do, Dang. Bye.
Is there a problem, Marvin?
Oh, no problem at all. I just really wish we could find my wallet. Where is that thing?
Yeah, well, since it's taken so long to try to find your wallet, I think I'll just come back in the morning.
No, you can't leave. You can't leave.
Why?
Because, don't you want your house payment today?
I mean, I prefer it today, but...
Yeah. Just don't leave. You can't leave. Don't go out to your car. Just help me find the wallet. I feel like we're really close to finding it. Okay. It could be over here.
Well, I am getting kind of tired, so I'm going to run out to my car and grab my energy drink.
No, you can't go out to your car.
Why?
You don't want to drink energy drinks. They'll give you kidney stones. That'll hurt your pee-pee. Look, you need some water. Let's go to my kitchen and get some water. Come on.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Look at that water. Doesn't that look good?
from the fridge.
Yeah, it's good.
I usually get water flown in from Fiji.
Well, no, just try it. I promise you're going to like it.
Okay.
Isn't it good?
Tastes like ass. And I would know.
Let's just go look for my wallet. Come on.
Hey there, you call the cops?
Yes, sir, officer. Somebody stole our car.
What, your car? You're a child.
Yeah, but it's a friend's car that we were borrowing, but he didn't really know we were borrowing it, but we really need it back.
Yeah, and I'm legally able to drive, so we're good.
Okay, do you have a driver's license?
Yeah, hold on, let me find it.
That's really up there, huh?
You want to smell?
No, thank you.
Ugh. Look, we really need the car back or we're going to get in trouble.
Okay, what'd the car look like?
It was blue.
And fast.
Okay, a blue, fast car.
Yeah, and in the little steering wheel thingy, underneath it, there's a little pedal that when you press it, it goes really fast.
Yeah, yeah, they tend to do that, especially those fast ones.
Look, we really need the car back or we're going to get grounded.
Okay, look, I got to go in my trunk and get my notebook because I got to write all these details down.
Hey, Junior, we should totally steal the police car to go get the car that we stole back.
We can't steal the police car. That's illegal.
I know, Junior, but we have to do it or else we're going to get in trouble.